off here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Monday as we welcome the Shasta County citizens advocating respect with the latest on what's happening with all aspects of our community. Also joining us is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer with the latest on good news for veterans. All of this Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. I talk about them every single show. Why haven't you just gotten a VPN yet? At ExpressVPN right now. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. So, in what has to be one of the most obvious ploys of all time, the DOJ has now indicted Hunter Biden on federal gun charges. Why do I say this is a ploy? Well, there are a bunch of reasons why I say this is a ploy. He is not going to jail for a significant period of time. This prosecution is not over the actual charges anyone cares about, namely the tax charges and the Foreign Agents Registration Act charges that have not yet been brought. The clock is ticking on those. This is a distraction. It was always a distraction. The gun charge was basically a way for them to smuggle in, we're going to end the rest of all these investigations, in the gun charge. That doesn't mean he doesn't deserve the gun charge. He clearly deserves the gun charge. It's not just that he lied on a gun form. It's that he lied on a gun form and then attained the gun. He actually got the gun, and then he had the gun, and then he threw it in the garbage can. And it's going to be awkward for the Biden administration, because now Hunter Biden and his lawyers are going to argue that it violates the Second Amendment for him to be prosecuted under these terms. Meanwhile, his dad is out there saying that,
no, we should have a gun. We should have Kevlar vest with the Dieter and the Gazra.
So that's kind of awkward for Joe Biden. But is this a key issue in terms of Hunter and Joe? Of course not. They currently have an impeachment inquiry going on that is entirely predicated upon the corrupt relationship between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's response to this, and his DOJ's response to this presumably, is we will prosecute Hunter Biden on some ancillary charge. He'll get off with a relative slap on the wrist. And then you all just go about your business. There's nothing else to see here. That is the ploy. According to NBC News, federal prosecutors have indicted Hunter Biden, the son of President Biden, on gun charges. Court documents show Biden was indicted Thursday in federal court in Delaware on 3 counts tied to possession of a gun while using narcotics. 2 counts accused Biden of having completed a form indicating he was not using illegal drugs when he bought a Colt Cobra revolver in October 2018. The 3rd count alleges he possessed a firearm while using a narcotic. The indictment says that Biden certified on a federally mandated form, quote, he was not an unlawful user of and addicted to any stimulant, narcotic drug, and any other controlled substance when, in fact, as he knew, that statement was false and fictitious. 2 of the counts carry maximum prison sentences of 10 years. A 3rd has a maximum sentence of 5 years. Each count also carries a maximum fine of $250,000. Given the fact that Hunter Biden has not spent a day in jail yet, and he's never pled guilty to a crime, so far as I'm aware, this means he's probably, again, not going to go to jail for any significant period of time. That case is being overseen by special counsel David Weiss. But as Andy McCarthy points out, this, again, is kind of a scam prosecution. Why? Well, there are a few reasons. One, this particular case is happening in Delaware, as Andy McCarthy points out. Well, as you'll recall, the entire scandal revolving around David Weiss is that he was not granted access to prosecute Hunter Biden in any jurisdiction outside of Delaware. He always had the jurisdiction to prosecute Hunter Biden inside of Delaware. So what took him so long? The answer is he was trying to cut a sweetheart deal with Hunter Biden via Joe Biden. And this also doesn't actually rebut any of the charges that David Weiss was denied the ability to prosecute Hunter Biden outside of Delaware, because, again, he's currently prosecuting him inside of Delaware. As Andy McCarthy writes, there are no Biden-appointed U.S. attorneys to blame for Weiss's failure for 5 years to file the indictment that was finally returned on Thursday. The statute of limitations was on the precipice of expiring. It was Weiss and Weiss alone who delayed bringing one of the most straightforward felony gun cases you will ever see. Weiss wasn't being blocked. He was stalling. And also, as Andy McCarthy points out, given the fact that the Biden Justice Department tried to disappear the case against Hunter Biden just a couple of months ago with that diversion plan, his defense, Hunter Biden's defense, is going to be really, really easy. They're just going to point to the prosecutors and say, guys, they didn't take it seriously. They were willing to sign a deal with us 5 seconds ago. It's only because that deal fell apart in public view that they ran away from it. But they obviously don't consider this a particularly serious crime. As Andy McCarthy says, it's rich for the same Justice Department to put out a statement in connection with today's indictment, stressing that Hunter is facing up to 25 years imprisonment. If Biden is convicted on any or all of the three felonies, his defense lawyers are going to have a really strong argument. They'll just need to recount what the prosecutors said and did in the first place. And then, as Andy McCarthy points out quite correctly, the only case Weiss has brought is the one that Hunter Biden is involved in, but Joe isn't. He didn't bring the tax case yet. Now, remember, the clock is ticking. There's a 6-year statute of limitation on possible tax crimes. Those charges have not yet been brought. The latest possible tax crimes that we know about for Hunter Biden that were in some of the charging documents and the proposed plea deal arrangement, the latest charging documents carried crimes up to 2018-2019. It is currently 2023. Okay, so assume that the last crimes that they're going to allege are in 2018. That means they have until, like, the beginning of next year to charge him on the tax crimes, like the middle of the campaign election. So what does that mean? Well, it means the statute of limitations could easily run while they are trying to distract you over here with the shiny gun indictment object. No one cares about this. In other words, should they indict him? Of course they should indict him. It was a crime. Should he go to jail? I mean, under his own father's interpretation of the law, he should certainly go to jail. Does this make any difference at all to the real underlying issues surrounding Hunter Biden? Of course not. They're charging him on the ancillary crime to distract from the fact that they're not charging him on the key crimes, namely violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which might immediately link up with Joe Biden and influence peddling, or on the tax avoidance stuff, which, again, might immediately link up to his father, Joe Biden. Hunter Biden's lawyer, for his part, is claiming that really the only reason this is happening is because of partisan interference, which is weird. The reason this is really happening is because you guys tried to create a sweetheart deal, and a judge exposed the sweetheart deal, and then the DOJ was embarrassed and reneged on the sweetheart deal.
We have a brand new statement from Hunter Biden's attorney, Abby Lowell, that has just come in. It says in part, quote, as expected, prosecutors filed charges today that they deemed were not warranted 6 weeks ago following a 5-year investigation into this case. The evidence in this matter has not changed in the last 6 weeks, but the law has, and so has MAGA Republicans' improper and partisan interference in this process, he says.
Okay, Abby Lowell also continued by telling Aaron Burnett, quote, the law says whether or not the person is possessing the gun while they are addicted. There's ambiguity in the statute, which we'll have to pursue if the case continues. At the time he purchased the gun, I don't think there's evidence that that's when he was suffering. When you refer to his book, he had just come out of rehabilitation, so they're going to present whatever defenses they're going to present. But really, again, what is this about? This is about the DOJ getting this charge off the table so that they can then claim that they've done enough here. And then they can wash their hands of the entire thing. This is the direction in which they are moving, pretty obviously. And you can see the media are calling for it. We'll get to that momentarily. First, Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify get a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. The ERC is a tax refund for businesses that kept employees on payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate that process. Their independent tax attorneys can help your business's claim stay compliant with IRS regulations and guidelines. Innovation Refund survey shows that a large number of small businesses had from 5 to 500 full-time employees in 2020 or 2021 and might be eligible for an ERC tax deduction. Qualifying for the ERC goes beyond sales decline. If your business faced challenges to the growth it would have had without the pandemic government orders, it might be eligible for a substantial refund as well. Innovation Refunds has hundreds of 5-star Trustpilot and Google reviews that are credited by the Better Business Bureau. Partner with this dedicated team of independent tax attorneys to complete your ERC application with confidence and peace of mind today. Innovation Refunds doesn't provide tax or legal advice. They work with an independent network of tax professionals. They'll share that information with them to evaluate and process your claims right now. Go to InnovationRefunds.com to determine eligibility. If you qualify, you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or dial 1-843-REFUNDS. That's InnovationRefunds.com, 1-843-REFUNDS. Terms and conditions apply. What is all this really about? What all this is really about is providing the impetus for the media and for Democrats to say, listen, hasn't Hunter suffered enough? Hasn't his loving father suffered enough? Why can't you leave Hunter alone? You can hear this is the tenor that the media are now taking. CNN's Brianna Keeler, she's like, is anyone else even charged this way? Hunter is actually a victim, isn't he? He's kind of a victim when you think about it.
You know that Hunter Biden's attorneys are going to point to that ruling in the Fifth Circuit that
calls into question whether this law is even going to stand when, by the time this is all said and done, and certainly before it gets to the Supreme Court.
So why then, Evan, pursue it? I mean, if this was another defendant, would they be pursuing it?
I think that's a question that I think you're going to hear a lot from Hunter Biden's team and certainly from people who support him.
Yeah, well, why are they even pursuing it? Why? Yeah, I'm sure they'd be asking the exact same questions if one of Donald Trump's children had been charged while he was president of the United States. Or maybe they would actually just be cheering. They'd actually break out the pom-poms and cheerleader outfits and all the rest. Reporters were going after James Comer. Comer, of course, has been leading the investigation into Hunter Biden's corrupt business relationships with Dad. And reporters are like, isn't this enough? Why can't you leave the poor, drug-addicted prostitute using derelict alone?
Sounds like you're still expressing the skepticism here. I mean, the idea that you wanted an indictment from your perspective here, that's not enough.
An indictment for money laundering, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, tax evasion, the list goes on and on. You've never heard me say anything about gun charges. So, again, that's the one crime he's committed that you cannot tie to Joe Biden.
Correct. That's James Comer from Kentucky. Of course, this is right. And this is also why the media, they just want to wipe the slate clean, right? That's all they want. They loved the sweetheart deal. It was their favorite. It's what Democrats want as well. But here's the reality. The impeachment inquiry is not going away because it is perfectly obvious. As I said yesterday on the show, when you hear people shouting, there is no evidence, they're totally right. There's no evidence that Joe was involved in Hunter's business, in his business transactions, in his business life, except for evidence from two of Hunter Biden's business partners, statements by Hunter Biden himself, texts from Hunter Biden's, WhatsApps from Hunter Biden, actual bank accounts moving money into shell companies. Yeah, except for all that, there's no evidence whatsoever. Totally clean as the ribbon snow. James Comer, meanwhile, he is pledging that in this impeachment inquiry, they will get into personal Biden bank accounts.
They themselves have filed suspicious accounts. And I just wonder, are they helping you? Are they obstructing you? It sounds to me like they'd be happy to unburden themselves and show all this stuff to you.
The banks have been very helpful with the shell companies. Now we're getting into the personal Biden bank accounts. We suspect that the lawyers have already warned the banks against handing anything over to us. But we're going to give the banks another chance, and we'll see.
Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina, she is similarly saying that they will subpoena Hunter while investigating Joe, which is right.
Did they explain why they did not subpoena Hunter Biden?
Well, I believe that will happen, but we've got to get the bank records first. I mean, it's the chicken before the egg. We have to know Hunter Biden is not going to tell the truth under oath, and so we want to make sure that we have all of the financial statements and records in accordance with the transactions that allegedly happened, and so that way we know if he's telling the truth. I mean, you've got to have that. There's got to be some due diligence. We've got to be deliberate. We've got to be factual. We have to tell the truth.
Okay, meanwhile, if you ever wonder how Donald Trump happened, how he happened, the reason is Mitt Romney. Okay, that is the reason that Donald Trump happened, for a wide variety of reasons. Reason number one is that the media, the left, attacked Mitt Romney, who's the most milquetoast politician of our era, with extraordinary alacrity. And so everybody in the Republican Party was like, okay, we're going to give you a giant orange middle finger now. You didn't like the super polite guy who refused to say a bad word about anybody. You didn't like that guy. He was too much for you. Well, how about this? Okay, so that's reason number one. But reason number two is because Mitt Romney is a guy who has spent a lot of his political career providing cover for Democrats. And so the reaction for a lot of Republicans, we don't want people like Mitt Romney at the top of the party. And I see it. I do. I get it. I mean, first of all, I think the entire Republican Party, broad writ, has rejected that sort of direction. Even the other people who are up for the Republican presidential nomination, who are running right now, are not in Mitt Romney lane. There's not much of a Mitt Romney lane in the Republican Party anymore, nor should there be. And Mitt Romney yesterday, again, his sole job appears to be to gain strange new respect from the left at this point. And again, I think he's a good person, but I don't understand why he thinks that the mark of a good person is to gain respect from, like, the CNNs and the MSNBCs. So yesterday, Romney was asked about the impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. He's like, no, I think... You wonder why the Democratic Party has tremendous loyalty among its base. There's not a lot of breakaways in the Democratic Party. The reason is because the Democratic Party is an excellent vehicle for progressivism. When it comes down to it, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are not separated by much other than affect. Joe Biden's policies look a lot like Bernie Sanders. So the radical left looks at Joe and they're like, okay, yeah, he's old. Yeah, he's decrepit. Yeah, he's corrupt, but he's doing the things we want to do. Meanwhile, the Republican base looks at the Republican Party and like, we ask you to do X and you just won't do it. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, If you have a family the way I do, you know how much your loved ones depend on you. In worst case scenario, you wouldn't want them to worry about cash. A good life insurance plan can give you peace of mind that if something happens to you, your family will have that safety net to cover mortgage payments, college costs, or other expenses, so they can get back on their feet and focus on what's most important. Let me tell you from personal experience, it's super satisfying to check life insurance off your to-do list because, again, it gives you that feeling of security. Getting covered can be even more satisfying when you use Policy Genius. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. That's why their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you and not the insurance companies, which means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can actually trust their guidance. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head over to PolicyGenius.com and get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Already coming up. So Mitt Romney says that he is not into the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scandal or Joe Biden's impeachment, but he had kind of a different tale to tell back when he was voting in favor of Donald Trump's impeachment in 2020. We'll get to that. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Avaleski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reddit. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
E33. Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Mitt Romney, who's stepping down from the Senate, he voted in favor of Donald Trump's impeachment in 2020. Now he says that he doesn't think that what Joe Biden did is impeachable. But again, this is pretty weak tea here.
I know the House is beginning an impeachment inquiry. I haven't heard any allegation of something that would rise to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor. I think it'd be very unusual to actually see a referral of impeachment. I don't expect that to happen.
Okay, that's an amazing statement, given the fact that he voted for Trump's impeachment on both accounts. Right? On the first one, the Ukraine one, which is insane. Okay, the Ukraine one didn't even allege a crime. And he said that Donald Trump deserves to be impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, while, by the way, defending the business relationships between Hunter and Joe. Here's Mitt Romney just a couple of years ago.
The grave question the Constitution tasks senators to answer is whether the president committed an act so extreme and egregious that it rises to the level of a high crime and misdemeanor. Yes, he did. The president asked a foreign government to investigate his political rival. The president withheld vital military funds from that government to press it to do so. The president delayed funds for an American ally at war with Russian invaders. The president's purpose was personal and political. Accordingly, the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust.
Hey, by the way, in that exact same speech, he actually defended Hunter and Joe. I'm not kidding. I mean, so you wonder why the Republican Party turned to Trump? It's because of Mitt Romney. That is part of the issue here. What he actually said in that speech is, quote, with regards to Hunter Biden, taking excessive advantage of his father's name is unsavory, but also not a crime. Given that in neither case of the father nor the son was any evidence presented by the president's counsel that a crime had been committed, the president's insistence that they be investigated by the Ukrainians is hard to explain other than as a political pursuit. There's no question in my mind that were their names not Biden, the president never would have done what he did. Again, the fact that Mitt Romney spent his days defending the Bidens while attacking Trump and is still doing that is kind of an insane referendum on the old school Republican Party. And meanwhile, Joe Biden is attempting to rest his reelect efforts on the basis of the economy. It's not going to work. It's why eventually he's just going to turn to democracy talk. In fact, there are already reports today that the next several weeks, Joe Biden is just going to say the word democracy over and over and over again. According to the New York Times, President Biden challenged his Republican opponents on Thursday in their area of political strength, arguing he has done a better job of managing the economy than former President Donald Trump did, and accusing his predecessor's congressional allies of undercutting working class Americans. Yeah, good luck with that. Again, Americans don't agree with that. By every available poll, they think that Trump did a better job on the economy than Biden did by leaps and bounds. Biden is now relying on old standby talking points that just don't work. Here is Joe Biden trying to say words from his mouth hole and failing.
America has the strongest economy in the world of all major economics. And all they do is attack it. But, you know, you've noticed something. For all the time they spend attacking me and my plans, here's what they never do. They never talk about what they want to do. No. Think about it. They tell you what they're against. What are they for?
For you not doing the things you're doing. That's what we're for. Honest to God, it's like your employee is embezzling against you. And you're like, you call up the police and you say, I'm against my employee embezzling. Can you arrest them? And the police say, hey, you're telling us what you're against. We need to hear what you're for. No, that's not the way any of this works. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, branding genius, he has decided that he is going to coin a new term. Since Bidenomics is not working, he went deep into the recesses of his brain. They're not very deep. It's a very, very shallow puddle, that brain, at this point. And always, actually. He was always a mile wide and an inch deep was Joe Biden. Here's how it works. He takes a term and then he adds the suffix nomics to it.
Under meganomics, as I'm calling it.
Meganomics? You mean maganomics? Meganomics. You see, now that's the thing. He said meganomics.
Meganomics, no good hackers. Under Mugisha has a good Busha. Not a joke. Don't jump.
This is the one he chose. Also, he started screaming randomly, which is what he does.
He whispers. I whisper into the microphone.
Here we go.
You're going to pay somewhere between 20 and 40% less than those other countries. Same exact drug. Made by the same exact company.
Nice. Throttling that like his night nurse when she comes in the middle of the night to clean the bedpan. She wakes him up and is like, okay, Joe, things are going amazing. Things are going absolutely amazing. Don't worry, Republicans will find a way to screw it up because they're great at that. They always do. Already coming up, with Democrats having a really tough time since Joe Biden's doing a terrible job, you'd imagine the Republicans are in the ascendancy. Nope, they're busy hitting each other in the face with hammers. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Avileski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store running. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Fix.com for restrictions and details.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the beautiful thing about being a Republican is you can always count on your party to disappoint you. The Republicans have decided again that a circular firing squad is the proper way to fight the Democrats, which is everyone is so good at this. Now, that's the amazing thing. Whenever folks tell you that they watch a show like House of Cards, you should just know politics is not House of Cards. No one knows what they're doing. They're all idiots. They're a bunch of morons who run into walls at top speed and then yell about how much it hurts and how everyone has victimized them. And then they turn around and run into other walls at top speed. And they do all this while spending your money. This is how politics works, typically speaking. It's the best system, except for, it's the worst system, except for all the others. But it is what we have. So naturally, Republicans have decided they are going to run top speed into walls over a possible government shutdown. Now, I don't know exactly what are the deliverables here. I've said it before. Give me a list of deliverables that you are seeking from Kevin McCarthy, and maybe he can deliver them, and maybe he can't. But there's one thing that I have noticed, and that is that the Democrats control the Senate and the presidency. It's just a thing I noticed. So you can get some small concessions from them, but the notion that you're going to radically remake American government because the power of the purse is with the House. Yes, the power of the purse is with the House. And guess what happens if you lead to a large-scale government shutdown? You probably lose the House. Republicans wildly underperformed in the last electoral cycle. They have a majority slim as a reed. They're going into an election cycle that is going to be, at best, very close for Republicans. And this is a time that you're going to pick a fight inside your party. The reality is that Republicans should make hay when the sun shines. The sun is not quite shining right now. You make of it what you can. But instead, they're going to have circular firing squad time. So Matt Gaetz is attacking Kevin McCarthy for no reason that I can really, like, what is the principled reason from Matt Gaetz here? Like, what's his deliverable? If he gives me a deliverable, I'm perfectly happy to go along with the deliverable. Chip Roy, during the last speakership fight, gave me a list of deliverables, and I was very much in favor of a lot of those deliverables. And so that was fine. And then he got most of them, and then he made a deal with McCarthy, and that was good. But I'm just wondering, like, what is the point of this? So Matt Gaetz tweeted out, sounds like Speaker McCarthy is having a total normal one, not rattled at all. Truth is, Kevin controls his own fate. So instead of emotionally cursing, let's do this. Single subject spending bills, term limits vote, balanced budget vote, release January 6th tapes to all, subpoena Hunter, we must begin immediately, pull yourself together, Kevin. Okay, so a few of those are deliverable. Hunter is going to get subpoenaed. That is going to happen. Releasing the January 6th tapes to all? Fine. He can do that. That's fine. A balanced budget vote is going to go down to flaming defeat, and a bunch of Republicans are going to vote against it. So one of the things that you don't do when you're Speaker of the House is bring up a vote that your own party is not going to vote for. That's a typical thing you don't do. You just don't bring it to a vote. When it comes to term limits, same sort of deal. And when it comes to single subject spending bills, listen, I would love that. I would love to run it that way. Also, you know what's going to happen? None of that stuff's going to pass. So if the idea is all of this or government shutdown, the reality is going to be government shutdown. That's just what it's going to be. I hate the omnibus packages. I think they're garbage. I also don't believe the Democrats are simply going to cave to Republicans because Matt Gaetz goes on MSNBC and yells about Kevin McCarthy. So he's challenging McCarthy's speakership again. He's suggesting that he is going to challenge McCarthy's speakership again. Apparently, in a behind-closed-doors meeting, McCarthy was defiant with his caucus. And he said, you know, move the motion then. Move the effing motion to remove him from his position if you think that you can do it. And he happens to be right about that. Again, there are like 180, 190 Republicans inside the Republican caucus who are not going to vote for anyone else. Apparently, he said, if you think you scare me because you want to file a motion to vacate, move the effing motion. And then he said, if you end up replacing me, my successor will make the same exact arguments I am. And then Gaetz reportedly responded by saying, just move the effing spending bills. But again, he can move the spending bills and they could go nowhere. So What is the fight even about? That's the part I don't understand. What is the big victory here? What is the victory you are seeking to achieve here? McCarthy, for his part, he's saying no one wins in a government shutdown. Now, understand something. McCarthy won the last government shutdown. He did. He won it against Biden. Why? Because Biden made a massive tactical blunder. He opened by saying, I will not negotiate over government shutdown. He said, I will not negotiate over spending at all. And then McCarthy's like, hey, I'm perfectly willing to negotiate. All I want is like these few things. Is that so unreasonable? In fact, I passed a bill, like a big omnibus bill that gives you virtually everything you want. Why won't you negotiate? And it wrong-footed Biden. Biden has not made that mistake again. Now Biden's case is, I'm happy to negotiate. Let's talk about it. We have to do whatever we can to avoid a government shutdown. If McCarthy now takes the stand, I'm going to shut down the government, then all of the benefit of the government shutdown accrues to the Democrats. It's a simple calculus here. See, there's something that I object to in sort of my industry. Okay, there are a lot of people in my industry who believe that idealism requires you to charge headlong into hard objects. Idealism is understanding what we would like. Realism is understanding what you can get. An idealist who is not a realist is a fool. If you're an idealist and what you think is that you always go for broke, always and forever, and that anything short of that is ideological treason, that is incorrect. It is not true. That is not how business gets done. It's not how politics gets done. It's not how anything gets done. In fact, it is a recipe for losing repeatedly, because when you go for 100 and you won't take anything less than 100, you're much likelier to get 0 than you are to get 80. Right? If you're trying to get most of what you want, well, then you better know the lay of the land. You better actually take into account tactics and strategy. And there is this defeatism that has come into the Republican Party that suggests no matter what we do, we're not going to get what we want. So we may as well just yell as loud as we can with no actual end goal here that is doable. And then everyone who refuses to do that, we're just going to yell them out of the party, or we're going to alienate them, or we're going to put up candidates who are bound to lose. Because if we yell a lot, maybe we'll feel better about it. Defeatism is a sin. Defeatism is a sin. Despair is a sin. It's not stuff that you should be doing. As somebody who watches politics, and people in my industry shouldn't be doing it either. It is my job to tell you, yes, what my principles are, but also the realistic lay of the land so we know what we can get. And I think there are a lot of people in my industry who don't tell you the lay of the land. And so they give a false perception of what it is that you can get. And that's a mistake, because it sets up unrealistic expectations. It means that there are politicians who are negotiating, who are trying to make the sausage, and then we object to the sausage-making process, and then the sausage doesn't get made, and then we're really mad that sausage didn't get made, and we blame them. Okay, but the reality is that it's an ugly process. It will always be an ugly process. If you want Republicans to make serious changes in the spending habits of the United States, which is what I would like, is the stuff that no one will talk about. I want restructuring of entitlements. The vast drivers of our national debt are not marginal programs. Okay, it is not marginal cutting around the edges of like the defense budget. The vast cuts that we need in our programs are going to be had by restructuring major programs. Yes, like Medicare and Social Security, those third rails of American politics. Democrats and Republicans know that there will come a point where austerity has to be brought upon the American people. That will include tax increases. It will include massive cuts to social benefits. All those things will happen. It's just a question of when. Or you can plan for it now, but nobody will touch that. Instead, we'll jabber about pork barrel spending and bridges to nowhere that cost a fraction of what it would cost to actually look at Social Security and Medicare. And the reality is, we're not going to do any of that unless you actually win. You have to win. You have to own the House. You have to own the Senate. You have to own the presidency. Then you can move stuff. What's amazing to me is that the calls for political courage constantly seem to be directly in inverse proportion to the amount of power Republicans wield. It's kind of an amazing thing, truly. When Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the presidency, the calls for political courage disappear on the right. When Trump was president and Republicans ran the House and the Senate, where were the calls for, now's the moment, guys, let's restructure Social Security, let's restructure Medicaid, let's change how we do spending bills. Now's the time. Let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. Where were the calls? They totally went away. No one cared. And then when the Republicans are like barely in control of one house of Congress, like, be strong. You have to stand up. And actually, you know, when you get things done, when you have control of the levers. Now, what does that bespeak? It bespeaks that when you're victorious, you tend to be lazy. And when you're not victorious, you tend to be defeatist and thus desperate and thus charge into walls at top speed. Here's McCarthy talking about how nobody wins in a government shutdown, which, I mean, speaking in terms of just political wins and losses. We've had several of these. Nobody's been like a big winner from a government shutdown in the recent past.
I showed frustration in here because I am frustrated with the committee. I'm frustrated with some people in the conference. But when we come back, we're not going to leave. We're going to get this done. Nobody wins in a government shutdown.
Okay, that happens to be true. You can yell about it. You can protest about it. A government shutdown is not going to result in Barack Obama repealing Obamacare. It wasn't going to when Ted Cruz did this routine back in 2013. A government shutdown is not going to result in Joe Biden reneging on the Inflation Reduction Act or whatever garbage he wants to pass. It's not going to do it. Again, I'll give you the idealism, I'll tell you what I want, and then I'll tell you what's realistic, because that's what responsible people do. And it seems to me that if you're talking about the fate of the United States and our fiscal future, responsibility should be at the top of the list. Did you know that every day, Preborn's network of clinics experiences about 200 miracles? Preborn helps give women with unplanned pregnancies a window into their womb through free ultrasounds, introducing them to the beautiful life growing inside. Once she meets her child inside her womb and hears their heartbeat, the chance of her baby's life increases. Because of the generosity of people like you and me who donate just $28 to sponsor an ultrasound, Preborn can do all of this. The cost of a dinner to save a life, the most worthwhile investment you can make. All gifts are tax deductible and go entirely to saving babies. Someday you may meet a baby you rescued. Maybe they'll even save a life as they grow and pursue meaningful careers. One thing is for sure. You're never going to regret saving a child's life because life is indeed a miracle. Please donate your best gift today. Just dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. The magic of ultrasound, it truly is a medical miracle, but it's also a moral miracle because it allows women to see their babies well before they are born, and that changes their mind about whether to allow that baby the life they deserve. Go check it out right now, preborn.com/Ben, or dial #250 baby. Already coming up, speaking of all of this, we need to talk about the 2024 election, is the Ben Shapiro Show.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's the season for cinnamon, pumpkin, and spice, and Black Bear Diner has the goods to help you lean in. From their popular pumpkin pancakes to cinnamon roll French toast, and from pumpkin pie cheesecake to cinnamon vanilla cold brew and hot chocolate, they've got your cravings covered. Stop by soon and dive into fall flavors. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Butcher.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So this 2024 election coming up, well, it's got some issues. Donald Trump has a very decent shot of being president of the United States if, in fact, he is the nominee. When I say very decent, I don't mean like 50%. I don't mean 60% or 70%. I mean like a 33, 35% shot. The reason that I say that is because, again, he lost the last election cycle. and he lost in a bunch of states he shouldn't have lost, including Arizona and Georgia, and I don't know how he's going to make up the ground in places like Arizona and Georgia, given his current campaign status, the fact that he's spending all of his campaign money on, for example, legal expenses, and the fact that he's going to face down four separate criminal indictments in the next year. But that doesn't mean he can't possibly be president. There's only one thing that could certainly foreclose Trump from being president. Like, 100% he will not be president. There's only one thing that could happen that would do that. And that is his own allegation that the election is rigged. Okay, I've said this before. Once Donald Trump says the 2020 election is rigged, he has now created an unfalsifiable reality. Because how can he ever win? Serious question. How can he ever win? If I tell you, I played really hard last night in my basketball game, but let me tell you, the referee was actively paid by the other side. Actively paid. And every time I touched the ball, he called a foul. Didn't matter what was happening on the court. There was no way for me to win. And you say, well, you know, guys, next game, same ref, same other team. Can you win? The answer is no. He's been paid off. The only way, ironically, for Trump to be able to claim that he can win in the 2024 election is one of two things. If he says that it's rigged. One, he has to stop saying that it's rigged. He has to say, listen, if we get enough voters out there, we'll win. Because it's not rigged. Because, yeah, I lost in 2020 because I didn't get enough votes. But I'm going to win next time because I'm going to get more votes. Right? It's not rigged, so you should vote. Because we actually know that when he says, for example, that things are rigged, so you should vote, you know what the outcome is? 2021 Georgia election. Two Democrat senators and $7 trillion in spending thanks to Donald Trump's dumbass attempts to turn the Georgia 2021 special election into a referendum on how he did in Georgia, leading a bunch of rural Republicans not to vote and hand two separate Senate seats to Democrats and control of the Senate and $7 trillion in spending. So you know what strategy I would like to not do? That strategy. Again, Donald Trump can win. He has to stop saying that the election is rigged. The reason he has to stop saying the election is rigged is why would you vote if the election is rigged? Why would I vote if the election is rigged? No matter what I do, they're going to rig the election. Okay, the other thing that he could say theoretically is something has changed systemically between 2020 and 2024, right? He could say, well, you know, there are a bunch of Republican states that have cleaned up their act, which, sure, I mean, Georgia passed a bill, Florida passed a bill, okay. He could theoretically make that case, although he's going to have a tougher time in Arizona. He could make the case that we are taking serious on-the-ground steps to engage in some of the things Democrats do, like ballot harvesting or early voting. He could say those things, right? That would change the factors on the ground. Does he say any of those things? He does not say any of those things. So yesterday he did an interview. Again, it's so irritating to me. Donald Trump could still be president. He would still be president today if he had run a good campaign in 2020. And by the way, he would be leading Joe Biden by leaps and bounds if after the election of 2020, he had said, okay, I lost, but Joe Biden's going to be a terrible president and I'll be back in like a year telling you how terrible it was. And you're going to want me again. It would have been that simple. But we're not doing that. In any case, Donald Trump does an interview with Megyn Kelly, and she asks him the question that I have been asking for like a couple of years at this point. If you say the 2020 election was rigged, how do you plan on winning the 2024 election if it is similarly rigged? And his answer is everything that I said he should not say. His answer is, it is rigged. There's no way I can win. They'll just rig it. They'll bring in fake voters. They'll bring in fake ballots. They'll throw out good ballots. And so what's his strategy? He says, well, we'll get great voter turnout. That doesn't matter. If your entire argument is that Stalin is in the back room throwing out the votes, you can get a bajillion votes. You can win by 100 million votes, and you'll still lose. Because your argument is, as we would have said in law school, an argument that proves too much. In fact, you are discouraging your own voters from voting when you say their votes don't matter. Like, this is just strategic. It's strategic foolishness. I don't understand it. If he's the nominee, I'm going to vote for him. I want him to win if he's the nominee. But this is not the strategy for winning. This isn't the strategy for getting voter turnout up. It's a strategy for creating despair inside your own party. I don't understand this. Here he was with Megyn Kelly yesterday.
Everyone knows you think 2020 was rigged. How are you going to unrig it in 2024?
I get that question a lot, too. Look, they use COVID to cheat. They cheat anyway, because how can you win elections, open borders, high taxes, high interest rates, no voter ID? I mean, everything they do is like April Fool's Day. It's the opposite, okay? They have horrible policy. They're only good at cheating on elections. You want to know the truth. And I get the question, too. We have unbelievable people, and we're going to be fighting like hell. Because if I don't win the election...
Okay, pause it there for a second. We have unbelievable people, and we're going to be fighting like hell is not an answer to, they cheated and rigged all the rules. How are you going to win? In 2020, I assume he would have said the same thing, that he had unbelievable people, and they're going to fight like hell. Fighting like hell is not a strategy. Fighting like hell is a description of a thing. It is not a strategy. If I tell you, again, the referee in this basketball is paid, in this basketball game is paid off by the opposition and is going to rig the game for the opposition, and you say, how are you going to win? And I say, I'm going to play unbelievable. That doesn't answer the question. It doesn't answer, and the question must be answered, because if you want him to win, he better have an answer to this question. Otherwise, they'll just do the same thing they did in 2020, according to him. Not according to me, according to him. Again, my case is pretty simple. He won in 2016. He lost in 2020. He can win in 2024 because he won in 2016. He could also lose like he lost in 2020. Right? So, which means he should run a good election campaign and then he'll win. Like, but he has foreclosed that possibility now, and now it's a box. It's a box of his own making. And the only person who benefits from that box is Donald Trump, the brand, but not Donald Trump, the presidential candidate. Donald Trump, the brand, benefits because if he loses, he can claim that he wasn't actually a loser. It was somebody else's fault. Right? They rigged the rules. Everybody was mean to him and all the rest of this whining nonsense. Or, and by the way, when I say nonsense, I don't mean it's not true. I just mean that whining in politics, if you're whining, you're losing. Okay, that's just the reality. Whiners whine, and winners win. So if he actually wants to win, he should stop with the whining, and he should start actually, I don't know, investing tens of millions of dollars in ballot harvesting operations. He should start investing tens of millions of dollars in get-out-the-vote efforts with regard to early balloting. He should spend his own money. He should be spending this money on his legal fees, so that when I give a dollar to his campaign, in the general, which I'm sure I will, then that money will not go to his legal fees. It will go to actually doing the things necessary to win votes. But he didn't stop there. He keeps doubling down on it. According to Donald Trump, the election isn't just rigged. It's super rigged, which doesn't answer the question.
Because if I don't win the election, meaning this philosophy, this thought, but if I don't win the election, I think our country is finished. I think it's the most important election we've ever had. If I don't win this election, like you talk to me about all of the different prosecutions, these aren't prosecutions. These aren't indictments. These are Biden indictments. This is different. This isn't God coming down from high and indicting you. This is crooked Joe Biden. He's crooked as a $3 bill. Used to say $2 bill, but we have a few of them around.
How does this answer the question as to how he's going to win? I'm just wondering.
And he said, indict my political opponent. So when they say, it's very interesting, the press, first they start that way, but then with time they say, oh, well, he's under indictment. No, these are all Biden indictments, including the DA's office. You know, he put his top guy in the DA's office in Manhattan. And everybody says it's not even a case.
And?
I mean, it shouldn't even be brought. You've seen that. You've heard that. You probably.
I've said that.
Okay, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous case. But he put his top people on the deal. He's dealing with Fannie Willis in Atlanta. It's all a hoax.
I know,
but here's the thing. No, but here's, it's very important for people to know
this. Republicans are bummed out. They're thinking, I'm not even going to vote. Forget it. My vote's not going to count.
It's just the opposite.
They're going to get it by the mail-in ballots again.
They're going to vote in numbers that you've never seen before, because they see what's happening.
Should they do the mail-in? Should the GOP voters do the mail-in?
Okay, here's what we can't allow. Yeah, I would say let them do it either way. You know, I'm less on that. I like the Tuesday stuff, but then you see what happened to Kerry Lake, where all the machines were broken, or a big portion of them.
Wouldn't it be smarter to bank some vote before?
What are you?
Oh my God, we're doing Kerry Lake now? Okay, stop. Pause it for a second. Kerry Lake is running again for the Senate in Arizona, claiming that she won. She did not win. She lost to a wet dish towel. And you know what drives down the vote? It actively drives down the vote when you talk. Will they vote early? Should they vote early? I don't know. Should they mail it? Yeah, of course they should mail it in. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Okay, there's one state in which there was a red wave in 2022. You know which state that was? It's the state I live in. You know why? Because everyone I know voted early. Everyone. Because they learned the lesson of 2020. You vote early. You vote however you got to vote. You make sure you get the votes in. Why is he ambivalent about this? He's the candidate. I don't understand.
Well, no, you could, but the problem is they throw the votes out. I mean, it's crooked. We have a
Wait. So be clear. What is the message to the voters? Do you want them to do the vote in, the mail-in vote, or no?
Everybody, people say yes, do it. We have a bigger problem. I believe they send in fake ballots. Okay, that's the bigger problem. That's your third problem.
That's your third problem. They send in fake ballots. They throw out the ballots that you are sending. They broke all the machines. No matter what happens, I'm going to lose. Also vote for me. Like, how is that possibly your campaign message on how you're going to win? How? So what does that lead to? It leads to, okay, this kind of protest mentality. Okay, if I yell loud enough, then magic happens. That's not how this works. If you want Trump to win, he needs to have an answer to this question, an actual on-the-ground answer that involves spending money in particular ways and deploying resources in particular ways. And if he's not focused on any of those things, you have to ask the question as to why he is not focused on those things. I don't know the answer. Is it because It takes too much effort? Is it because he doesn't care? Why? If the only thing he cares about is defeating Biden, do the things you need to do to defeat Joe Biden. You know what that doesn't involve? Complaining that they're literally going to take all the ballots and throw them out the window. Because if that's true, it doesn't matter what Trump does, he's going to lose. According to him, not according to me. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tropical storm effect for much of the Massachusetts and New England coastline as Hurricane Lee continues to advance north over the Atlantic. Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey tells WCVB the state will be prepared for whatever Lee brings.
I declared a state of emergency in Massachusetts. I do this because it's necessary to get assets in place before anything lands here in Massachusetts. It puts us in the best possible position to be able to respond in the ways that we need. This includes both positioning equipment and personnel.
Maine and coastal Nova Scotia and New Brunswick are expected to see the brunt of the storm's remnants Saturday. Ukraine president will visit Washington next week. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Zelensky will also visit Capitol Hill.
I think he's looking forward to the opportunity not just to see President Biden here at the White House, but also to see congressional leaders from both parties to make the case that the United States has been a great friend and partner to Ukraine throughout this entire brutal war.
According to reports, he will also be asking for more money. There could be some movement in the Hollywood writers' strike with an announcement that talks will resume next week. Jackie Quinn has more.
The word comes from the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which says it reached out to the leaders of the Writers Guild of America, and the two sides agreed to restart negotiations next week. Screenwriters have been on strike since early May over issues including pay, job security, and regulations for the use of artificial intelligence. But there are no talks planned between the studios, production companies, and striking actors. California lawmakers have just voted to allow the striking entertainment workers to get unemployment benefits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Or townhall.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Some New Jersey Boston Market restaurants are reopening.
Labor officials have lifted a stop work order that had temporarily shut down more than two dozen of the restaurants in the state. The move came after officials say the owner paid more than $630,000 in back wages to hundreds of workers. The Department of Labor had issued the stop work order on August 15th against 27 restaurants across the state, after the investigation found multiple violations of workers' rights. The state also imposed nearly $2.6 million in penalties against the firm. John Scott reporting.
One American and two Russians have arrived at the International Space Station. The trio blasted off Friday from Kazakhstan. They docked at the space station 3 hours later. They were supposed to fly last spring, but their original capsule was needed as a replacement for another crew. News and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Seth Sutel has the Friday evening market report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street.
giving the S&P 500 its second losing week in a row. The benchmark index lost 1.2% Friday. The Dow fell 288 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 1.6%. The market had posted some gains this week following several healthy indicators on the economy. That came ahead of the Federal Reserve's policy meeting next week, where it's expected to hold interest rates steady. Tech stocks were the biggest drag on the market. Microsoft fell 2.5%. Automaker stocks held their ground after the United Auto Workers Union walked off the job at several plants overnight. Ford closed little changed, and GM rose 0.9%. Seth Sutone, New York.
The son of the drug kingpin known as El Chapo has been extradited to the U.S. and is in federal custody in Chicago after being charged in April along with over 20 other people as part of a global drug trafficking ring. More at townhall.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen-and-ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Avaleski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reddit. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, hey, welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. I talk about them every single show. Why haven't you just gotten a VPN yet? At ExpressVPN right now. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, it's pretty obvious that Republicans launching an impeachment inquiry are going to end this process with an impeachment. There is no purpose for an impeachment inquiry if it does not end in an impeachment. That would just be a giant pratfall by the Republican Party to launch an inquiry that does not actually end with an impeachment, which means we are steadily moving toward that. And so the question becomes, what exactly must be proved in order for an impeachment to be pursued with vigor and alacrity? And the answer is pretty much whatever Democrats did in the last few years of the Trump administration. So apparently, that means you don't have to allege a crime. It means that you don't actually have to provide evidence that a crime was full-on committed. All you have to show is that there was corruption or abuse of power enough for your own party. That's basically all you need. And to this point, we've already shown that when it comes to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the DOJ, all that material is already public. One of the biggest gaslighting episodes I've ever seen is happening right now in real time as the media determined that actually there's no evidence whatsoever that anything is wrong with Joe Biden or Hunter Biden, that effectively these people are just as clean as the driven snow. For example, entire media montage last night of the media claiming there is no evidence of Joe's connection with Hunter Biden's corruption, which is a lie. It is an absolute overt lie. Not only do we have two separate business partners of Hunter Biden's saying that Joe was involved in a business, that'd be Devin Archer and Tony Bobulinski, we have them both testifying that Joe Biden would stop by meetings or call into meetings having to do with his son's business. We have direct texts from Hunter Biden to his own daughter suggesting that he paid daddy's bills. We have WhatsApps from Hunter Biden's computer to foreign companies suggesting that if they don't pay up, his daddy is sitting literally right next to him and will wield his outsized political power in order to punish said companies. We have tens of millions of dollars moving around from foreign sources into a variety of shell companies and then into companies and people connected with Hunter Biden. And we have Hunter Biden living in Joe Biden's house. Well, a lot of this stuff is happening. So yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of evidence. When I say a little, I mean a lot of evidence. The only thing that is missing is like an actual transaction wire showing money moving directly from Hunter Biden to Joe Biden. But let me just make something pretty clear. When it comes to parents and kids, that sort of stuff doesn't have to happen in order for the bill to get paid. I'm just pointing this out. It's pretty obvious. Have you ever gone out to dinner with your parents and then you pick up the tab? You picked up the tab, right? Well, does that mean that your parents did not benefit from you picking up the tab? Or do you have to actually transfer the money to your parents' accounts and then they pick up the tab in order for it to be considered a benefit for your parents? Idiocy. Anyway, here are the media denying, denying, denying. Again, remember, these are the people who for four long years, every single day on CNN, I remember I'd be at the gym, which is the only place that CNN has ever appeared in my life, and CNN would unfortunately be on the wall, and every single day Wolf Blitzer would be talking about how a new bombshell was emerging and the Russia investigation is going to blow this thing wide open. It was going to destroy the Trump presidency. For four long years, we heard all of that. And it never emerged. Adam Schiff is still sitting in the House, an honored member of the Democratic caucus. The media went crazy over things like the Steele dossier for years on end. But here, there is no evidence, none, not a whit, not a scintilla, not an iota of evidence that Joe Biden is corrupt in any way. Just listen to our vaunted media.
Having months and months of conversation and hearings and news coverage of, well, what exactly did go on with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's business dealings. And as we've all said, no evidence yet has been presented, but
that the Bidens have made a lot of money, so on and so forth. Again, no evidence that we have seen.
Even some House Republicans say they're not convinced evidence exists. Plus, Republicans insinuated they might not back the move. They might not vote for it, given the lack of evidence to support such a drastic action.
But House Republicans have so far not provided evidence that Biden directly profited off his son's business deals or made any decisions as vice president because of them.
Okay, so here is the thing. The media are relying on a very, very broad definition of evidence here in order to escape the reality. So they're saying, well, there's only circumstantial evidence. So let me first point out that circumstantial evidence includes thing in court, like, for example, fingerprints on a weapon. That is circumstantial. The definition of circumstantial evidence is evidence that indirectly points to an outcome but doesn't directly attest to the outcome. So direct evidence is I, a witness, saw O.J. Simpson murder his ex-wife. That would be direct evidence. Indirect evidence would include things like blood all over O.J. Simpson's Bronco, blood all over the crime scene, all of that matching. Right, that would all be indirect evidence. That would be circumstantial evidence. When you hear people say, well, there's only circumstantial evidence that Joe and Hunter were involved together, circumstantial evidence like Joe Biden directly saying that he threatened the Ukrainians with $1 billion and removed withdrawn aid if they didn't fire the prosecutor overseeing the prosecution of his son's company. Well, yes, that is circumstantial. Also, it's pretty indicative. It's pretty indicative. I mean, again, if the standard now on impeachment is effectively that if a party doesn't like another member of another party, they just get to impeach him. They don't have to allege a crime. And you don't even have to define the crime. I just got to tell you, if what I have stacked up here is Donald Trump impeached in 2019 for the great crime of calling up Vladimir Zelensky and allegedly threatening to withdraw military aid if Vladimir Zelensky did not dig up dirt on the Bidens. And then on the other hand, I have Joe Biden being impeached for an ongoing scheme with his son to clear tens of millions of dollars by essentially using his influence as vice president of the United States, or by the way, even allowing his son to purport to use his influence as vice president of the United States, and clearing, like, actual money that way, and shaping U.S. policy that way. Because, I mean, why else does Joe Biden care about Viktor Shokin? Why is he in charge of Ukraine policy in the first place? Why is he squiring his son around to China on Air Force Two? Well, I mean, those seem like those stack up at least fairly evenly, at the very least, and yet we're told there's no evidence whatsoever. None. No evidence. That's a lie. There is, in fact, evidence. But the media are going to continue along these lines. Caitlin Collins, for example, over at CNN, directly asked Republican Congressman Mike Wall to Florida, have you seen any direct evidence? Well, I mean, no, he didn't actually see, like, the heads of Burisma handing Joe Biden a sack of cash. But, like, these people don't know the definition of direct versus indirect evidence. We have tons of indirect evidence.
For you yourself, when you're talking about the evidence that you say you've seen, and for those listening at home, have you seen anything that directly ties President Biden and shows that he profited from his son's foreign business dealings?
We have his son complaining to his relatives about how many of his father's bills he's having to pay with these illicit gains.
But
Caitlin, the point of the inquiry is to give us greater standing to get the full evidence. If we get full cooperation, if they say we have nothing to hide and give it to us, and we don't see anything, then that's where the facts lead us.
So you're saying it may not lead to an actual impeachment if you don't get more evidence?
We're going to follow the facts. We're going to do this responsibly. But
again, I'm amazed at the standard. I'm amazed at the standard here. I mean, the standard, which is Hunter Biden says to his own daughter, I pay dad's bills. And Caitlin Collins, have you seen any evidence that Hunter Biden paid dad's bills? Well, I mean, he said he did. That seems like some evidence that he paid his dad's bills. And the fact that his dad has like millions of dollars of unexplained wealth, I mean, that seems pretty suggestive. So I guess the new standard is that Republicans have to show that Hunter Biden directly signed a check to Joe Biden and has to have Joe Biden's name on the back of the check handed to the bank in order for any of this to be good. I don't think so. That's not how any of this is going to work. And by the way, the American people don't believe that either. The reality is that impeached or not, it's almost irrelevant because we know that Joe Biden is not going to be removed by the Senate of the United States. It's dominated by Democrats. What we do know, however, is that the American people, by and large, believe the allegations that Joe Biden is involved in corruption because he very clearly is. We'll get to Joe Biden's response to this momentarily. First, Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify get a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. The ERC is a tax refund for businesses that kept employees on payroll for parts of 2020 and 2021. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate that process. Their independent tax attorneys can help your business's claim stay compliant with IRS regulations and guidelines. Innovation Refunds earned the highly coveted SOC 2 certification. That SOC 2 certification is a compliance standard developed by the American Institute of CPAs. It specifies how trusted organizations should manage customer data in the areas of security, processing integrity, confidentiality, and privacy. Innovation Refunds has hundreds of 5-star Trustpilot and Google reviews that are credited by the Better Business Bureau. Partner with this dedicated team of independent tax attorneys to complete your ERC application with confidence and peace of mind today. Innovation Refunds doesn't provide tax or legal advice. They work with an independent network of tax professionals. They'll share that information with them to evaluate and process your claims right now. Go to InnovationRefunds.com to determine eligibility. If you qualify, you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. There's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Go to InnovationRefunds.com or dial 1-843-REFUNDS. That's InnovationRefunds.com, 1-843-REFUNDS. Terms and conditions apply. The Joe Biden response to all of this is basically to pretend that it's a big nothing. So he's at a campaign reception in McLean, Virginia, and he reportedly said,
I don't know why. They just knew they wanted to impeach me. And now, the best I can tell, they want to impeach me because they want to shut down the government. Look, I got a job to do. Everybody always asks about impeachment. I get up every day. Not a joke.
He always says not a joke, and it's like, dude, no one thought you were joking. I'm so confused. Why is it?
I agree. Not a joke. Not focused on impeachment. I've got a job to do. I've got to deal with the issues that affect the American people. Every single solitary.
So his theory is the Republicans are pursuing impeachment so they can also pursue a government shutdown, which, by the way, is actually the opposite of the truth. Even if you are cynical about politics, what you think is that McCarthy is pursuing the impeachment inquiry in order to get his own side off his back so he can cut a deal with regard to the continuing resolution, not the opposite. But again, I love when Joe Biden pretends that he doesn't know what the hell is going on with regard to his son, when he very clearly does. So the goalposts continue to move. The White House is using the same line as the media. Karine Jean-Pierre says there's no evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong.
You suggested that there's no evidence to back up the Republican.
Which is true. I'm not suggesting it. That's actually a fact.
Oh, well, she says, there's no evidence. But my favorite is they went from Joe knew nothing about Hunter's businesses to, yeah, he knew something about Hunter's businesses, but he wasn't involved, to, well, yeah, he was involved, but he didn't actually clear the money. And now they're moving to, well, you don't have any direct evidence that he cleared the money. And from there, they're going to move to, well, how could you expect him not to clear? How could you expect him not to benefit? After all, this wasn't really for him. It was for Hunter. He just loves his son too much. He just loves his son too much. And that's going to be the final repository of this argument. It was trotted out yesterday by the White House's Ian Sams, saying that the reason that Joe stopped by Hunter's business meetings was out of love. It was just out of love. Just like, you know, in the Corleone family, members of the family would stop by meetings held by other members of the family just out of familial love. Now, I love my family. I do. I'm also not a public servant. I'm not somebody who works for the American taxpayer. And it turns out that if your love for your family requires you to engage in corruption at the expense of the American taxpayer, that is impeachable and quasi-criminal behavior. I love this defense. He just loved Hunter too much. He loved him too much. Ah, a tragic love story.
Why was the president at those meetings on those phone calls?
Well, again, I think this is part of the right wing's misinformation machine to try to confuse people about what the truth is. The truth is that the president, as he has said publicly for years, calls his family every day to check in. He calls his son every day to check in. He calls his other family members to check in to see how they're doing. He loves them. They're a tight-knit family.
They're so tight-knit. He was just checking in to see how he was doing, which is why his son would call him in the middle of business meetings, and dad would get on the phone and he'd say,
how's the weather in Ukraine, in Kyiv, son?
And then he'd say, well, that's fine, dad, and click the phone. At the end of the call, he'd say, see, I can get my dad on the phone. anytime I want. According to the New York Times, the strategy here is to battle it out in the court of public opinion, says Ian Sams to the New York Times. Well, good luck with that, because, again, it's pretty obvious the level of corruption that Joe Biden has been involved in his entire career. This is nothing new for Joe Biden. This is the part that's totally astonishing. I'm not sure how many Democratic scandals get ignored by the media on the basis that they're utterly unthinkable. They totally cannot be true. And then it's pretty obvious that they could totally be true. So I've mentioned before, in a completely different context, scandals involving, for example, allegations about Barack Obama's drug and sexual behavior in the late 1990s. You're like, that's unthinkable. That's totally crazy. That's terrible. Now, maybe those rumors are untrue. Maybe they are. The media didn't bother to look them up for 5 seconds. Why? Because they were unthinkable. And then it turns out that, you know, Barack Obama admits in his memoirs that he was doing cocaine. And he also wrote letters to his girlfriend talking about fantasies of having sex with men. And the media, when those rumors arrived, they're like, that's unthinkable. We cannot talk about this. And then later they're like, well, it's too late. There's nothing really to talk about here. Okay, here's the thing. As scurrilous as those rumors may be, were they the most implausible rumors? I mean, not the most implausible rumors. But putting that aside, here we're not even talking about rumors. Here we are talking about actual documented relationships between Hunter and Joe, testified to by Joe's business, by Hunter's business partners. We have documentation from Hunter's computer backing all this, and we have decades of records of Joe Biden engaged in corrupt bargains on behalf of his family with a variety of sources, ranging from MBNA in Delaware. He was known as the senator from MBNA. He was known as this because his son, Hunter, right out of law school, already being a derelict, got hired over at MBNA. And MBNA was a huge Biden donor. And meanwhile, Biden was giving sweetheart legislative deals to MBNA, which was growing by leaps and bounds in the state of Delaware. That sort of stuff has been going on with the Bidens. He was cutting sweetheart real estate deals with the heads of MBNA. Going all the way back to the 1970s, he was cutting sweetheart deals with unions in order to get himself elected. You know, there's nothing new about the corruption here. He was cutting sweetheart deals with banks in order to get those banks to give loans to his brother Jimmy so his brother Jimmy could start a rock bar in Wilmington, Delaware. So, him using his power in order to benefit his family financially has been the entire Joe Biden story for as long as Joe Biden has been in public office. Has been the entire shtick. Life is there's no evidence. There's no evidence. Well, actually, there's a lot of evidence, guys. There's a lot of evidence. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, if you have a family the way I do, you know how much your loved ones depend on you. In a worst case scenario, you wouldn't want them to worry about cash. A good life insurance plan can give you peace of mind that if something happens to you, your family will have that safety net to cover mortgage payments, college costs, or other expenses, so they can get back on their feet and focus on what's most important. Let me tell you from personal experience, it's super satisfying to check life insurance off your to-do list because, man, it gives you that feeling of security. Getting covered can be even more satisfying when you use Policy Genius. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. That's why their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance companies, which means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can actually trust their guidance. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head over to PolicyGenius.com and get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Alrighty, coming up. The Republicans aren't just looking into impeachment over Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's corruption. They're looking into the cover-up. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So there are actually two parts to the Biden impeachment. Part one is the corruption. Part two is the cover-up. Scandal number one is obviously Joe and Hunter corruption. But scandal number two is that Joe is currently the president and the DOJ was attempting to cut a very obvious sweetheart deal, a sweetheart deal with Hunter. So obvious that the judge in the case uncovered it and blew it up, and the DOJ was forced to pretend that it hadn't cut the sweetheart deal in the first place. Meanwhile, the White House is maintaining, guys, Joe didn't talk to anybody about the Hunter case. Here's Ian Sams of the White House saying just that.
Yeah, I mean, the president's been very clear about this since before he even took office, that the Justice Department and his administration is independent. He has not been involved in that case. He has not talked to anybody about that case. But don't take his word for it. Take the words of the GOP's own witnesses in the House who testified in an open hearing that neither Attorney General Garland nor President Biden interfered in this case.
Okay, well, I mean, what they did testify to is that the attorney in this case, David Weiss, had asked for special counsel status from the DOJ and was not given it. Or at the very least, that he was not given special counsel status, even if he didn't ask for it. And then Merrick Garland, well, you didn't even ask for it. Well, it's not up to him to ask for it. You just give it to him if you wish for him to be truly independent. Well, now Politico is reporting an FBI agent involved in the Hunter Biden probe said the prosecutor leading it sought but was denied help from a key fellow U.S. attorney. The lack of cooperation does not prevent charges from being brought against the president's son, but it did make the prosecutor's job harder. The testimony delivered behind closed doors is consistent in part with an IRS whistleblower's description of the probe and comes at a critical juncture in the investigations into the Biden family. Republicans have pointed to that whistleblower description when making the case for opening an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. The agent said she did not recall another key part of the whistleblower allegation Republicans have focused on, that David Weiss said he didn't have final authority to charge the president's son. Apparently, the agent said, quote, I remember learning at some point in the investigation that Mr. Weiss would have to go through his other processes because the U.S. Attorney's Office had, I guess, in that sense, using that terminology, wasn't going to partner. Asked if she recalled learning that Martin Estrada, the U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, specifically decided not to bring tax charges against Hunter Biden, the agent said, I understand that, yes, a decision had been made that the Central District of California wasn't going to, I guess. My understanding is they weren't going to bring the case on their own. So here is the problem with all of this. And again, this is the problem inherently with issues involving the DOJ. Joe Biden doesn't have to say anything to Merrick Garland for all this to get done. There are widespread reports in the public media, in the New York Times, about how upset Joe Biden is about all of these charges with Hunter, how much he loves his son, how upset he is with all of this stuff happening. You think Merrick Garland doesn't know that? You think Merrick Garland isn't interested at all? He has no political stake in making sure that a sweetheart deal gets cut with Hunter? A sweetheart deal that he attempts to bury in a gun deal? You think that that's... Joe Biden doesn't have to, like, pick up the phone and say to Merrick Garland, Merrick, I want you to quash this investigation. He doesn't have to sign him a letter saying,
Merrick, I love my son, and make it go away.
He doesn't have to do that. All he has to do is make it clear that he would like that to happen, and Merrick Garland knows how to make that happen, so he makes it happen. And one of the ways he makes that happen is he says to David Weiss, I'm not giving you special counsel status. You work for me, so if things go wrong here, I get blamed anyway. Now, like, let's make this thing go away. That's all. Alrighty, coming up, the Democrats are unveiling a new strategy. Hunter Biden's about to go under that bus. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hey friends, please join us at Redding Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Redding and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
American Lung Association. American Lung Association.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Hunter Biden about to go under that bus. Okay, so meanwhile, Democrats, while they protest that there is nothing here, House Democrats are preparing to throw Hunter directly under the bus, according to Politico. Quote, as the House barrels closer to an impeachment vote, Democrats are vowing to defend Biden to the end. Joe Biden, that is, not Hunter. Top Democrats are coalescing around a strategy to oppose the GOP's impeachment inquiry, cleaving off the son's conduct from his father's. They think they have the facts to back them up, since the probe has yet to find any evidence directly linking Hunter Biden's business dealings to Joe. Again, they keep saying this over and over. I don't understand. You do have evidence. Hunter talked about it. Tony Bobulinski talked about it. Devin Archer talked about it. Like, what are you talking about? But I guess they're going to pretend. Delegate Stacey Plaskett of the Virgin Islands says, our job, or my job, will be to remind the American people of that over and over again. Hunter Biden is not the administration. Jamie Raskin said, you can't impeach Hunter Biden, but he will be prosecuted. Democrats don't even plan to try to defend Hunter Biden's conduct during his time serving on the board of the Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma. That arrangement, Republicans say, allowed him to trade on his father's influence at the time as vice president. By the way, that's not just what Republicans say. Hunter himself said it. He said, if my last name were not Biden, I wouldn't have been on the board of a natural gas company in Ukraine. He knows nothing about natural gas. He knows nothing about Ukraine, but his last name is Biden. Instead, the president's party is keen to keep Joe as far away as possible from the drip-drip of damaging information coming out about his son. Jerry Nadler of New York, he says, Hunter Biden may have very well done some improper things. He's a disturbed man. Almost every president has had problematic family members. Yes, but is the president in business with them? Question. We understand that Roger Clinton, Bill Clinton's brother, was a really screwed up dude. Was Bill clearing checks? Was Bill like actively using his influence to get Roger Clinton jobs outside the administration? I'm so confused. But this is what Democrats think they're going to do. They're going to throw Hunter under the bus. So it'll be fascinating to see. It's almost Shakespearean whether Joe is eventually just going to throw Hunter under the bus as well. If the mask of he's a caring father goes by the wayside when his presidency is at stake. If he says, yeah, well, Hunter does a lot of corrupt, terrible things, and he's got problems, obviously, and, you know, and, well, I wasn't involved in those, but Hunter, man, he's going to have to go to jail and pay his... Like, you think Joey's going to do that? It'll be interesting to find out. Meanwhile, Democrats have come up with a secondary angle here, and that is the person behind all of this is the nefarious Trump. Oh, Trump. He's pulling all the strings here. No. I'm just going to say no. There are a lot of Republicans who think that Joe Biden has done corrupt and terrible things here. Nothing to do with Donald Trump. But again, everything has to be Trump's fault. That dog is not going to hunt. That is not a dog that is going to hunt. That is Trump from behind the scenes manipulating genius like all of this. Donald Trump can barely manipulate his own hands. Are you kidding me? That's not a thing. Donald Trump manipulating the Republican Party into impeaching Joe Biden. Give me a break. But according to Yahoo News, on a sweeping patio overlooking the golf course at his private club in Bedminster, New Jersey, former President Donald Trump dined Sunday night with a close political ally, Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was a chance for the former president to catch up with the hard right Georgia congresswoman, but over halibut and Diet Cokes, Greene brought up an issue of considerable interest to Trump, the push by House Republicans to impeach his likely opponent in next year's election. I did brief him on the strategy I want to see laid out with impeachment, brief, Green said in a brief phone interview. Trump's dinner with Green came just 2 nights before House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced his decision on Tuesday to order the opening of an impeachment inquiry. Ah, so just to get this straight, the theory here from the press is that Trump talked to MTG, who then dictated terms to Kevin McCarthy. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Nailed it. That's probably what's going on here. But, of course, this is what Jamie Raskin, who, again, was involved in the impeachment of Trump twice, now is claiming that the impeachment is coming from Trump. Oh, this is so tiresome. You know where it's coming from? It's coming from the fact that Joe Biden is a lifelong corrupt politician for decades. You know what he wouldn't have to worry about? Impeachment, if he had not been a lifelong corrupt politician for decades, deploying his drug-addicted, booze-addled, prostitute-abusing son to go pick up money for the family. I mean, I don't understand why this is so tough to understand. It's amazing. Here's Jamie Raskin.
Do you think the White House should have, could have handled the Hunter Biden saga better?
You know, I'm not closely watching the White House. What I'm doing is engaged in the work of the Oversight Committee. So for 7 months, we have watched the Republicans on the Oversight Committee and Chairman Comer get all of the witnesses they want, all of the documents they want, more than 12,000 pages of documents. And there is no evidence of any criminality or wrongdoing by Joe Biden. There's 91 criminal charges against Donald Trump right now, 13 criminal charges against Congressman Santos, who was just on the show a few moments ago. They have nothing to say about that. There are no charges against Joe Biden, and they want to impeach the guy. That's obviously coming from Donald Trump.
It's obviously coming from Donald Trump. Or maybe it's coming from Republicans who look at the fact that you impeached Donald Trump twice without actually alleging crimes. And they're like, turnabout is fair play, and your president is corrupt. Anderson Cooper is doing the same thing. Trump is behind it. Oh, it's the nefarious Trump. I do enjoy the spectacle of Donald Trump is simultaneously a bumbling fool, but also he's a Machiavellian genius manipulating all the strings from behind the scenes.
CNN is reporting that, former President Trump spoke today with House GOP conference chair Elise Stefanik about the impeachment strategy. Is he really the one driving this?
I don't know whether he's driving it directly or indirectly. Certainly as he participates in social media and talks about this on social media, he is driving the activists to call members of Congress and get involved. So whether he called Kevin McCarthy directly or whether he is just sort of getting the troops riled up, I'm not sure which way it happened, but certainly members of Congress are hearing about it.
Oh, you mean, wow, shocker. What are we Donald Trump has been saying publicly he wants Joe Biden impeached from, like, the very first day. So what else is new? Well, one of the reasons the Democrats are in a state of outsized panic about something that is not going to come to fruition, by the way. Again, let me remind you, Democrats control the Senate. Joe Biden is not going to be removed from office. The reason Democrats are fighting mad about this is because by announcing an impeachment inquiry, McCarthy and the Republicans have successfully put this at the top of the news. And that's what they don't want. They want to talk about Trump. They want to talk about the old news of Trump's indictments and all the rest of this kind of stuff. They don't want to talk about Joe Biden being absolutely corrupt. It's not something they wish to speak about. Why? Well, because they're fighting. I mean, they are afraid beyond all reason and all measure about Kamala Harris. That's really one of the things that's happening here. It's hysterical. Every column that tells Joe Biden not to run always includes an addendum from these Democratic kind of advisors that Kamala also shouldn't run. David Ignatius, as we talked about yesterday on the program, David Ignatius wrote a column in The Washington Post saying Joe should not run and also asterisk and also Kamala Harris. Which is kind of amazing, right? Because she's supposed to be this wunderkind, this political genius. She's supposed to be amazing at this, and we just all misunderstand her. But the problem is nobody likes Kamala Harris. So the reason they're panicking about Biden is because they got nobody to back him up. Who's the person waiting in the wings? You can say it's Gavin Newsom, but let me tell you, running on the record of California is not likely to win you the presidency, or at the very least, it ain't going to go amazing. California's been bleeding population, including my entire family, for years under Gavin Newsom. It's truly an amazing spectacle to watch as the Democratic Party recognizes, I mean, they really do, that they must send this Madame Tussauds wax figure of a human into battle. And he's melting. But you better get him back in the presidency before that dude completely melts, because backing him up is Kamala Harris. And you can hear the Democratic unease. Nancy Pelosi was asked yesterday about whether Kamala Harris was the best pick for vice president for Joe Biden. She refused three separate times to say yes. She's like, well, you know, Joe did pick him, but she's like,
Vice President Kamala Harris the best running mate for this president?
He thinks so, and that's what matters. People shouldn't underestimate what Kamala Harris brings to the table.
But do you think she is the best running mate, though?
She's the vice president of the United States. So people say to me, well, why isn't she doing this or that? I said, because she's the vice president. That's the job description. You don't do that much. Yeah. You're a source of strength, inspiration, intellectual resource, and the rest.
Again, she's not saying that she should be the running mate. She's just saying, well, you know, she is great, and Joe picked, nobody's comfortable with Kamala Harris. Why? Well, because she's terrible at this. For example, she was asked about her limits on abortions. Remember, the talking point from the Democrats, including from people like Jen Psaki, former spokesperson for the President of the United States, the talking point is that they're not for abortion on demand. The problem is, when asked, name a situation in which you would outlaw abortion, they cannot name any. Here's Kamala Harris on Face the Nation botching it once again.
So what is it that you believe? I mean, what week of pregnancy should abortion access be cut off?
We need to restore the protections of Roe versus Wade. We're not trying to do something new.
But does it need to be specific in terms of defining and where that guarantee goes up to and where it does not? At which week of pregnancy?
We need to put back in place the protections of Roe versus Wade. We're not trying to do anything that did not exist before June of last year.
So that would be abortion on demand, by the way. Just recognize, the question was, where would you limit abortion? And the answer is, I'm not going to answer your question. Because they don't have any limits on abortion. She's terrible at this. Everybody knows she's terrible at this. And meanwhile, it's a two-front war for Joe Biden in this election. And on the one hand, you've got his corruption and his unpopularity. And on the other hand, you have a bad economic situation that is manifesting itself right now. According to the Wall Street Journal, consumer prices rose in August at the fastest pace in more than a year due to a jump in energy costs, illustrating the potential obstacles to wringing inflation out of the economy without a sharper slowdown. The Consumer Price Index, a closely watched inflation gauge, rose 0.6% in August from the prior month, according to the Labor Department. More than half of that increase was due to higher gasoline prices, but that doesn't matter because, I mean, you're still paying for it. The monthly core reading likely keeps Federal Reserve officials on course to hold interest rates steady at their meeting next week. However, on an annualized basis, prices were up 3.7% overall in August versus 3.2% in July. Annual core inflation is still 4.3% in August. So these are not good numbers. It's supposed to be, again, at 2%. Remember, every time they say that inflation is slowing, recognize that all of the inflation that already happened is not being undone. So if you say that a good costs 10% more this year than last, and then you say next month it costs only 5% more, and the month after that 3% more, and the month after that 2% more, you have to aggregate all of those for the final price. Right now, people are paying in a boatload more than they were paying for their goods and services just a couple of years ago. And that is thanks to Joe Biden, which is why his economic numbers are in the toilet. Every single poll shows a plurality of Americans trust Trump over Biden to handle the economy, without a doubt. But meanwhile, Democrats keep saying, they keep trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen. Keep saying Bidenomics over and over and over. I mean, you're just cutting campaign commercials for Republicans at this point. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre suggesting that Bidenomics turned the economy around, which is quite a shock considering the economy was already turning around by Q4 of 2020.
Why is he going to Maryland, the blue state, instead of maybe a red state to talk about his economic policies?
So not going to get, you heard Jared, the chair of CEA, talk specifically about the economy, speak specifically about a major speech that the president's going to do tomorrow on Bidenomics. You've heard us talk about Bidenomics and how we believe has turned the economy around, and just not from us, but from the data that we certainly have seen. And this is, the president has been very clear. He wants to see an economy that's built from the bottom up, middle out, and not the trickle-down economy that we see
bottom up, middle out,
man. Republicans want to continue to do.
It's all sloganeering. By the way, that's also the title of the next Megan Thee Stallion Cardi B song, Bottom Up, Middle Out. It's gonna be fantastic. Jared Bernstein, who she just referenced there, he's blaming congressional Republicans for, quote-unquote, allowing child poverty to double. I love the way they play this game. So the game is, what if we just infuse trillions of dollars into the economy on the basis of emergency measures, and it creates massive inflation, and then that expires, and then you blame people for allowing it to expire? That's the game here. So we create a false perception of child poverty being relieved by blowing money into a pandemic-era economy and a post-pandemic-era economy. And then when it expires, because, you know, inflation is through the roof, then it's the fault of everybody else. It's your fault, guys. Costs and benefits accrue to every policy. It turns out the long-term cost of what you guys have created here is a stagflating economy. That is what we have right now.
That's not okay in a context, in an economic context where congressional Republicans have allowed child poverty to double by refusing to extend this child tax credit.
They're so tiresome. Did you know that every day, Preborn's network of clinics experiences about 200 miracles? Preborn helps give women with unplanned pregnancies a window into their womb through free ultrasounds, introducing them to the beautiful life growing inside. Once she meets her child inside her womb and hears their heartbeat, the chance of her baby's life increases. Because of the generosity of people like you and me who donate just $28 to sponsor an ultrasound, Preborn can do all of this. The cost of a dinner to save a life, the most worthwhile investment you can make. All gifts are tax deductible and go entirely to saving babies. Someday you may meet a baby you rescued. Maybe they'll even save a life as they grow and pursue meaningful careers. One thing is for sure. You're never going to regret saving a child's life because life is indeed a miracle. Please donate your best gift today. Just dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. The magic of ultrasound, it truly is a medical miracle, but it's also a moral miracle because it allows women to see their babies well before they are born, and that changes their mind about whether to allow that baby the life they deserve. Go check it out right now at preborn.com/Ben or dial #250 baby. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden's economy is not in great shape, and now he's about to face down the possibility of a major union strike. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The season for cinnamon, pumpkin, and spice, and Black Bear Diner has the goods to help you lean in. From their popular pumpkin pancakes to cinnamon roll French toast, and from pumpkin pie cheesecake to cinnamon vanilla cold brew and hot chocolate, they've got your cravings covered. Stop by soon and dive into fall flavors. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
High school football action is back and broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Original Butcher.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden's economy, not great, and now he's facing down the possibility of a serious union strike. Joe Biden has always been a union guy, and the reason he's been a union guy is because there's fairly good evidence that the unions were actually heavily involved in Joe Biden's first Senate election campaign. Ben Schreckinger writes about this in his book, The Bidens, that basically the day before Joe Biden's original senatorial election campaign back in like 1970. Effectively, there was a mailer that was supposed to go out in all of the newspapers that day, and the unions picketed the newspaper to stop the mailer from going out at the behest of people connected with Joe. So he's always been bought and paid for by the unions. Well, now he's running into a problem because the UAW is seeking another big payout from the car companies, despite the fact that the UAW did enormous work in the 50s, 60s, and 70s to completely undermine America's car advantage, which is why by the time of the 80s, everybody was driving a Toyota. The White House is closely monitoring as Detroit's big automakers and the UAW engage in acrimonious negotiations with the laborers threatening to strike if agreement is not reached before their current contract expires at 11:59 p.m. on Thursday. A full or partial strike could send shockwaves through the economy, while also calling into question Biden's pledge to create a win-win transition to a clean energy future. He's not directly involved, but he certainly has a strong interest in seeing a settlement both sides can live with, said Harley Shaken, a labor professor at the University of California at Berkeley. With the deadline approaching, UAW's fiery new president, Sean Fain, has not echoed Biden's optimism. He says the union's roughly 150,000 automotive members are ready to walk off the job if their demands are not met in the next couple of days, which could completely destabilize the industry. The workers are calling for a 36% pay hike over 4 years and the restoration of defined benefit pension plans, which means the utter bankruptcy of these car companies again. You remember that Barack Obama bailed out the car companies. So we'll get that again. Joe Biden presumably will come down on the side of the unions because Joe Biden doesn't care about the economy. He doesn't care about the car companies. He cares about pleasing his union cronies, who will then presumably spend $1 billion in the upcoming election to get him reelected. Okay, all of this bodes ill for Joe Biden's reelect chances. The good news for the Democrats is they always have the Republicans to fall back on, which is exciting stuff. So Republicans are about to have a circular firing squad with regard to a possible shutdown. According to Axios, House Republicans have fallen into a state of paralyzed chaos on their second day back from recess with no obvious exit ramp and a government spending fight of their own creation. On the first night of the House Speaker election, we published a piece headlining the ungovernable House GOP. 8 months later, the sentiment has never rung more true. The House was forced to cancel a vote on Wednesday, advancing funding for the Pentagon after the Freedom Caucus rebelled over spending levels. Another typically uncontroversial appropriations bill funding agriculture has been scrapped entirely over an internal GOP debate about abortion policy. McCarthy's announcement of an impeachment inquiry appears to have backfired, with some Republicans trashing it as a distraction. GOP leadership is now advocating for a short-term continuing resolution to avert a government shutdown. But if McCarthy puts a bill on the floor, Matt Gaetz is vowing to trigger daily votes to oust him as Speaker. I just have a question. What is the point of this? Like, what is seeking to be achieved here? Can we name the points that you actually are advocating for so McCarthy can either, you know, do them or not? Instead, what we're getting, it seems, is another fight over McCarthy with nobody waiting in the wings to pick up the pieces because 190 Republicans say they're committed to McCarthy no matter what. And meanwhile, Democrats are just sitting on the side chortling. There's part of the Republican Party that just thinks that tactics don't matter at all, that the best way to strategize in situations in which you don't control all the power is to run directly at a wall at full speed with your head down. Matt Gaetz goes on MSNBC to bitch about Kevin McCarthy. It's always a dead giveaway when Republicans are appearing on MSNBC to do this sort of stuff.
This is about term limits, a balanced budget amendment, and single subject spending bills, just like I've been saying for an entire year. I am the most investigated man in the entire Congress. And right there, you saw Kevin McCarthy lying like a dead dog, because I have never asked him to interfere in any ethics matter. I had the FBI and DOJ, who hate me, investigate me for 3 years. You covered it nearly nightly, and even you acknowledged at the end that my denials held up consistently, and the people who spread lies about me are sitting in a federal prison right now because they were part of a criminal scheme, not me.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that has to do with Kevin McCarthy, but suddenly, I guess the idea is that if, what, you yell at Kevin McCarthy, that he will be replaced by whom? Like, what are you talking about right now? Meanwhile, McCarthy is accusing Gaetz of teaming up with Eric Swalwell to attack his speakership. So this is all going great, guys.
That is working with Eric Swalwell. But let me be very clear. Matt is upset about an ethics complaint. I don't care what they threaten against me. I am not going to interject into an independent committee like ethics. And I'm not going to put Swalwell back on the Intel committee.
Okay, so, again, these sorts of firefights are completely useless, but leave it to Republicans to shoot themselves directly in the foot when facing down the possibility of Democrats doing the same. I swear, watching the Democrats and the Republicans do battle with one another is like watching a gunfight in which both gunfighters are pointing their own guns at their own heads and threatening to commit suicide. It's like, it's an amazing thing. They're standing 10 paces apart, and the Democrats are like, if you don't give me what we want, man, I'm going to shoot myself right now in the head. And Republicans are like, don't do it. I'll shoot myself in the head. And all of us are standing here like, why don't you, I don't understand. Why don't neither of you do that? That seems like, that seems stupid. I've been saying for years at this point, first party to sanity wins. But it seems like we're not going in that direction anytime in the near future. Okay, meanwhile, other big political story of the day is that Mitt Romney is now announcing his retirement from the Senate of the United States. And Mitt Romney is one of the more peculiar figures in the history of American politics. He was a very, very moderate Massachusetts Republican governor. He ran as the conservative in 2008, you'll recall, against John McCain. He came in second to John McCain in that nominating battle. And he was considered the more conservative candidate against John McCain, largely because of immigration. Then he ran again in 2012, and he won the nomination. And then he lost the presidency to Barack Obama in an election that I think actually broke the country. Because you had an incredibly milquetoast moderate Republican running against a radical Democrat, and the radical Democrat wins by cobbling together a coalition of the supposedly oppressed against the demographically elderly white majority and all this nonsense. And he breaks politics permanently, does Barack Obama in the United States. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hurricane Lee is listed as a Category 1 storm as it moves closer and closer to the New England coastline. York Harbor marine owner John Lussie says people in Maine are accustomed to some kind of bad weather this time of year.
Seems like always right around Labor Day, first part of September, there's always something that rolls through here about this time. It's been a consistent pattern. There's usually one scare, and that's about it.
The outer rain bands are approaching southern New England. The storm will continue moving north on Saturday into the Gulf of Maine. The track of the landfall means little right now because the wind field is expanding. United Auto Workers Union has gone on strike with the big three Detroit automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, calling for a 36% increase in wages over 4 years. Labor relations expert James Dworkin with Purdue University says the auto workers saw how well UPS workers did when they threatened a work stoppage.
They're seeing strikes happening in lots of places, including Hollywood, and I think these workers feel that they now have as much bargaining power as they're ever going to have, and so that's why this strike is happening now.
The strikes are limited for now to three assembly plants, a GM factory in Wentzville, Missouri, a Ford plant in Wayne, Michigan, near Detroit, and a Jeep plant run by Stellantis in Toledo, Ohio. The United Auto Workers Union and Detroit's three major car companies will restart negotiations later today. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the natural state is on its way to becoming the lithium capital of the U.S. She spoke to the Energy Council Friday about southern Arkansas towns that are poised to siphon lithium from brine in oil fields. Huckabee Sanders says the area has long been known for processing brine, but the new technology, siphoning lithium, used to make the batteries, will be a game changer. More at townhall.com.
In fact, a pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Weaving its way through the heart of the Holy Land is a well-worn path that once felt the footsteps of our biblical faith heroes, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, King David, and Jesus. Join David Friedman and Mike Pompeo for a sacred journey of hope along Route 60, the biblical highway. It's a close-up look at the land of the Bible as you've never seen it. In theaters September 18th and 19th, it's Route 60, the biblical highway. Get tickets now at Route60.movie. That's Route60.movie. Yes.
The career of a likely first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback isn't done yet, despite a devastating injury. Correspondent Gavin Kubal reports.
New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he'll use doubters as motivation in his rehabilitation from Achilles tendon surgery and indicates he'll play football again, perhaps even this season. Rodgers tore his left Achilles tendon on the fourth snap of his debut with his new team on Monday night, a 22-16 overtime victory over Buffalo. The four-time NFL MVP had surgery Wednesday in Los Angeles. In an appearance on ESPN's The Pat McAfee Show on Friday, Rodgers said, quote, "Give me your doubts, give me your prognostications, and then watch what I do." I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Consumer sentiment is down slightly this month. The University of Michigan's early reading for September slipped less than 2 points from August. The survey noted some uncertainty over inflation and the economy. News and analysis at townhall.com. Kansas says you are what you were at birth.
No changes to people's birth certificates. The state health department's announcement Friday cited a new law that prevents the state from legally recognizing so-called gender identity. The State Department of Health and Environment's decision makes Kansas one of a handful of states that won't alter birth certificates. It already was among the few states that don't change the gender marker on people's driver's licenses. Those policies reversed previous ones set by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's administration in response to court filings by conservative Republican State Attorney General Chris Kobach. Keith Peters reporting.
The death toll from the flooding in Libya has now passed 11,000. The Libyan Red Crescent said Friday another 10,000 people were still missing after two dams collapsed near the port city of Derna this week, wiping out entire neighborhoods and washing them out to sea. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Sam and Atwell Show and the Ledge Beauty brand has partnered with a morbidly obese BLM grifter who's best known for getting a white student kicked out of school based on false accusations. This is what corporate virtue signaling has come to. Plus, John Fetterman has absolutely lost his mind, but we're not supposed to notice. And Colin Kaepernick wants to try out for the starting QB job on the New York Jets. But isn't that a form of slavery, according to him? We'll talk about all that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. During yesterday's show, I made a prediction that, in retrospect, was a bit premature. I said that Apple's Mother Nature skit would be by far the cringiest example of corporate virtue signaling over the past few weeks. And in case you missed it, Tim Cook trotted out an overweight black woman playing Gaia, who was written to be as obnoxious and overbearing as possible. And this plus-sized Mother Nature kept harassing a bunch of chubby multicultural actors playing Apple executives about their environmental initiatives. And, of course, the Apple executives, being the committed pagans that they are, somehow managed to meet all of her demands. And after watching that, in my defense, it didn't seem like any other major corporation could one-up Apple in terms of over-the-top, shameless pandering to the most unappealing, self-loathing elements of the far left. But, as it turns out, Apple was not the only big company recently that has been looking to exploit the archetype of a severely overweight black woman for political gain. Dove, which is supposedly a beauty company, has just doubled down on that strategy. They've hired a morbidly obese BLM grifter by the name of Zayana Bryant. And this effort by them in terms of wokeness, it really takes the cake in every conceivable sense of the phrase. Dove's latest marketing strategy is not simply cringy. It's not simply calibrated to deliver a very clear anti-white message. It's also a window into the logical endpoint of leftism, because it's a manifestation of all of the seven deadly sins, really, but especially gluttony and sloth. Now, before I get into why this is such a revealing moment, we should begin with the first Instagram video that Dove has paid this Ziana Bryant person to make. And this is apparently what companies do now when they want to light their reputations on fire. Bud Light did it, and now Dove is getting in on the action. Watch.
My belief is that we should be centering the voices and experiences of the most marginalized people and communities at all times. So when I think about what fat liberation looks like to me, it looks like centering the voices and the experiences of those who live in and who maneuver through spaces and institutions in a fat body. It looks like making accessible spaces and having conversations that are aware of the fact that people have different bodies and that they are interacting with space and people and institutions and communities in a different way. Fat liberation looks like fully embracing those differences and having those conversations instead of shying away from them. To learn more about fat liberation and the campaign for size freedom that Dove is supporting, visit dove.com/size freedom. Tap in, join the campaign, support the campaign. This is important and we should all be talking about it.
Beautiful woman, obviously, goes without saying. Now, and notice also she says we have to center the voices of the supposedly marginalized people. At all times, at all times. So she should be the center always. There's never a time when anyone else should be at the center. It's always her. Now, this is not the critical point here, but it's always also worth noting the absurd, comically pretentious way that these people speak. The woke crowd speaks in something that is not really a human language. I mean, nobody talks this way. Maneuvering through spaces in a fat body? No normal human being would ever use a phrase like that, okay? What have you ever heard someone say that in conversation? Well, you know, I'm just maneuvering through this space in a body. You're not maneuvering through a space in a fat body. You're just a fat girl walking into a room. That's what you're doing. But their worldview is so empty. It's so vacuous. It's so lacking in any intellectual substance that they have to add 14 extra syllables to every sentence to distract people from the fundamental stupidity of everything that they're saying. Anyway, Ziana Bryant is a member of a marginalized group, she says, and she's seeking something called fat liberation. Now, you might assume that the way to achieve fat liberation is to go for a jog and eat a salad, but that's not what she means. And to her, it means that we need to be aware of the fact that people have different bodies. Apparently, that was something that most Americans were not aware of. We needed Ziana Bryant to tell us people have different bodies. And then we all said, oh, people have, I thought everyone had the same body. I didn't realize fat people existed. Because we somehow didn't notice you when you walked into the room. Now, to understand what the actual purpose of this advertising campaign is, you need to know more about Ziana Bryant and why she's a hero in leftist circles. So that goes back to the summer of 2020, during the BLM riots, when Bryant, who, again, is supposedly a member of a marginalized group, destroyed the life of a white student at the University of Virginia named Morgan Bettinger. The details of what happened are outlined in Bettinger's recent lawsuit against UVA, alleging anti-white discrimination by the school's administrators who endorsed Bryant's lies. This is a lawsuit that hasn't gotten much coverage, but ultimately it could rival the landmark litigation against Oberlin by Gibson's Bakery, which Oberlin smeared as racist. We talked about that in the past. That lawsuit, as you might remember, ended with a $36 million verdict against Oberlin, and UVA may soon face something similar. So here's the background. On the evening of July 17th, 2020, Bettinger was driving through downtown Charlottesville in her Subaru station wagon, and that's when she came across a massive BLM protest that, as BLM protests tend to do, was blocking all of the major roads in town. Demonstrators were lying on the roadway, obstructing traffic. And to protect these protesters from getting hit by cars, the city of Charlottesville deployed a dump truck to block the main road completely. So the city did not arrest the BLM rioters for breaking the law and preventing people from going where they needed to go. Instead, the city effectively encouraged them and even participated in the riot by blocking the roads to give them space to riot, which goes back to the infamously several years ago, the mayor of Baltimore said that if people want to riot, we need to give them space to destroy. And that, of course, is what many cities did during 2020, Charlottesville no exception. So they lent the thugs a dump truck for the purpose of being able to have the riot. Now, Bettinger, understandably, didn't know what to do. She was trying to get home from her 12-hour shift at her summer job, and she didn't know, like, how am I supposed to get home? You blocked all the roads. After waiting a bit, she exited her car, approached the dump truck driver to see what was going on. And she said the following words to the dump truck driver, or something to this effect. Okay. She said, quote, "Well, it's a good thing you're here, because otherwise they could be speed bumps," referring to the protesters lying in the street, like saying that, well, it's good you're here, because otherwise they're people are going to run over them and they turn into speed bumps. This was such an innocuous conversation that when university investigators later asked the dump truck driver about it, he had no recollection that Bettinger had said anything to him, because it was nothing. It was a nothing conversation. And there was nothing threatening in her tone. She was making an idle observation to one person about the fact that the dump truck driver was preventing those rioters from getting run over by cars. But some of the BLM rioters nearby heard Bettinger's comment, and they decided that it was somehow a threat. And they swarmed her car and threatened to kill her. One of the BLM activists who didn't hear what Bettinger said, but was nonetheless very offended by it, was Zyana Bryant. Bryant wrote a series of viral tweets claiming that Bettinger's statement, which she heard about secondhand, amounted to a dangerous act of white supremacy. For example, she wrote, quote, "Email these UVA deans now to demand that Morgan face consequences for her actions and that UVA stop graduating races." Remember, the BLM rioters swarmed her car, attacking her, but she's the one who needs to face consequences. In response to this, local news outlets accepted Brian's claims without any hesitation. One outlet, Seaville, reported that Bettinger had issued a chilling and violent threat. Several UVA faculty members openly mocked Bettinger, as well as Bettinger's faith, and called for her immediate expulsion. The school opened not one, but three investigations into Bettinger. And ultimately, UVA kicked her out of school, banned her from stepping foot on campus. They released public statements implying that she's a white supremacist. Very quickly, under the guidance of a UVA dean, a four-member panel of undergraduates convicted Bettinger of misconduct during one of these kangaroo trials at 3 a.m. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
That coffee cup you're holding, the radio dial you're turning, the sweater on your back. You may not realize it, but all these things that you use each and every day arrive to you or your local store by a professional truck driver. This week we are showing our gratitude to the truck drivers that deliver in the rain, sun, sleet, or snow to ensure your deliveries are made, whether it's to the doorstep or store shelf. It's National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, so say thanks when you see a truck driver. This ad is sponsored by Trucking Moves America Forward at truckingmovesamerica.com.
This was not exactly a rigorous judicial process. Evidence shows that if the panel of undergraduates didn't convict her, they feared that the day's big football game would have been canceled by a BLM riot. So under the threat of riots, they convicted her of they gave the rioters exactly what they wanted. Now, around the same time, as the lawsuit lays out, UVA took other actions that made it clear that they have a strong and pervasive anti-white bias on campus. To give one example, a black student stood up and told white students to leave the common area on campus, and because they're white, and the administration didn't do anything about it. And that incident was caught on video. Several more examples just like that one in the suit. It wasn't until more than a year after the incident that UVA cleared Bettinger of wrongdoing, although they still treated her like a pariah. And Zyana Bryant, at long last, over a year later, admitted that she might have misheard what she was told secondhand. So maybe she was wrong about it. But by that point, the damage was done. Bettinger's career prospects were ruined. She wanted to go to law school, but no law school would take her. Her employer fired her. You know, she was smeared publicly nationwide as a white supremacist. After all the death threats and investigations and the public smear campaign, to this day, Morgan Bettinger suffers from an array of serious psychological problems. I mean, this is actual real trauma that she's suffering from. And just to emphasize the injustice that was done to Bettinger, consider that this treatment would have been way, way overboard, even if she had really done what they accused her of doing. So even if she had said in a threatening or taunting way that the idiots lying in the road would become speed bumps, or even if she said they should become speed bumps, even if she got out of her car and yelled and said, "You all should become speed bumps, you're lying in the road, you morons." Let's say she had said that. She didn't, but what if she did? That still would not even come close to justifying anything that was done to her. In that case, she would be expressing entirely understandable frustration at the moronic thugs clogging up the roads. And she would be saying and thinking what really almost everyone says, or at least thinks, when there are a bunch of idiot protesters blocking the road. And she shouldn't face any consequence at all for that. But that's not what happened. That's not what she said or did. And her life was still destroyed. Diana Bryant's life, on the other hand, has had a very different trajectory. For destroying a white student at UVA based on a falsehood, Bryant has received one award after another. In 2021, a year after her lies went viral, Bryant was honored by Al Sharpton's National Action Network, which is supposedly a civil rights group. The National Action Network named Bryant as somehow the Youth Activist of the Year. And here's part of her acceptance speech. Watch.
Hello, my name is Diana Bryant, and I am an activist and organizer in Charlottesville, Virginia. I am so honored to be receiving this year's Youth Activist of the Year Award. I know that young people have always led the way on the front lines of some of our country's most progressive issues, and even internationally. Young Black youth are so multifaceted, so gifted, so talented, and able to bring together crowds of people of many different ages and many different walks of life.
Well, Zanna Bryant definitely demonstrated that she can bring people together, bring crowds of people together, as she says. That much is clear. What the National Action Network is doing here is honoring someone who gathered a lynch mob to harass, threaten, and defame a young woman, a young innocent woman, solely because of her skin color. 2 years later, Dove is doing the same thing. Now, at some level, this isn't surprising. Dove has been on this trajectory for a while. They've unleashed one woke advertising campaign after another. This month, the company set up billboards in New York's Times Square showing a bunch of women exposing their unshaven armpits. And as Outkick pointed out recently, Dove is owned by Unilever, which owns Ben & Jerry's, maybe the single most anti-American corporation you can find outside of Tehran. This is a beauty company that is clearly set on promoting ugliness and left-wing propaganda. But I repeat myself. But even by the standards of corporate wokeness, this latest move by Dove is extraordinary. I mean, it's revolting in every sense, yes, and it's a deeply bizarre act of self-sabotage by a brand that's already flailing. But it's also a clear sign that we're approaching perhaps the end of the runaway train of leftist ideology that's taken hold of this country in recent years. The fat liberation movement that they're embracing is, you might say, the logical endpoint of leftism. It's what we've been leading up to after the past decade or so. Fat liberation and body acceptance explicitly promote and glorify hedonism. They enable the most useless people to feel like martyrs and heroes. I mean, all you have to do is lie around and eat, and suddenly you're part of a movement. And once you're that inert and powerless, there's not much else you can do. There's not really any more activism you can undertake at that point. I expect the fat liberation movement to become more and more popular. Like, this is the movement of the future. This is the future of leftism. Because it's the perfect opportunity for those who crave victim points. All you have to do is nothing. Nothing but eat. And you can gain access to a marginalized group, along with all the social capital that comes with it. It's no surprise that corporate America is a fan of this idea. They want us all to be mindless consumers sitting around sedentary with our mouths open, ingesting whatever they shovel in. That's why it's not just Dove that's pushing this. It's why Apple selected several overweight actors for their little Mother Nature sketch, as I mentioned. It's why Calvin Klein and Abercrombie and Victoria's Secret now throw obese models in our faces. It's why Gatorade, supposedly a brand that promotes athleticism, is putting fat yoga instructors in its ads, and so on. We see this all over the place. At the height of the Occupy Wall Street movement, which was the last time corporate America was truly worried about the left in this country, there was a saying that you would hear a lot outside of the home of J.P. Morgan's president, outside Citibank's corporate headquarters. Activists would chant, "Eat the rich." Well, it took a while, but these mega corporations have finally found a way to stop those chants outside their offices and ensure that they'll never again come back. The race stuff and the BLM propaganda, the trans hysteria, it's a good start. But now they've identified their finishing move. They've realized that what they need to do is to convince the left to eat. Not to eat the rich, but just to eat. And as of now, that effort is succeeding beyond their wildest imagination. They are sleeping soundly in the financial district tonight. That's because they know that the fat liberation movement, now unleashed, will soon devour what remains of the left. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by government.com. Have you heard? Morgan's silver dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgan's in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan's silver dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800-937-4409 and you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-937-4409. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-937-4409 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-937-4409.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Winterville Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
333. And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. All right. John Fetterman has made the mistake of speaking on camera a few times lately. You know, he got into office, then he was in an institution for mental problems for several weeks, and you know, and we were supposed to have no issue with that whatsoever, right? Because he said it was depression, and anytime someone talks about depression, there's supposed to be a sort of hushed silence and reverence around it, and when no one is allowed to make any criticisms whatsoever. And so we couldn't point out that, like, this guy was just elected to Senate and now he's in the hospital for psychological issues. Is that okay? We're just okay with that for a senator? And that happened, and he finally got out of the hospital. We haven't heard much from him, but he's appearing in front of camera, in front of the camera again recently. He has a few times, and if you're wondering if things have gotten any better for him, they haven't. So here he was a few days ago, earlier in the week, when asked about the possibility of a Biden impeachment. Let's watch.
Asking about this news that Speaker McCarthy has formally launched an impeachment in her head, said he's going to.
Oh my God, really? Oh my gosh, you know, oh, it's devastating. Ooh, don't do it. Please don't do it. Oh no, oh no.
We gotta run back to this, but.
Okay, so there he was a few days ago, and if somehow, you might think it can't get any weirder than that, but it can, because there was a few days later, another journalist followed up with him on this question, and this time he's, for reasons that are unclear, he's wearing a Bob Casey mask, Senator Bob Casey. He has a mask of Senator Bob Casey that he's wearing, and that's never explained, and here's how he responds.
You basically dared House Republicans to launch this impeachment inquiry. Now they have. Yeah. Do you regret it?
No, please don't do it. It's just like those dangerous men over there, you know, the cheap thrills and everything. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's just like if they got to do it, they got to do it. You know,
are you
a political loser?
He's walking through the halls of Congress wearing a mask of a different senator, babbling nonsensically. And no one knows what he's even trying to say. And this is okay. This is an okay situation for all of us. We're not allowed to question it. Yeah, we talked about this earlier in the week, but we are just not a serious country. We are not a serious country. When you have people like this running it, we are not a serious country. Coming up next, Bill Maher and Drew Barrymore have found themselves the targets of the WGA's wrath. I'll discuss why after this break. Stay tuned.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, right California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
The app today.
Thanks for listening to the Matt Walsh Show. Here's something from the website MarketWatch. It says, Bill Maher and Drew Barrymore recently announced plans to resume their shows amid the Hollywood's writers and actors strike, drawing backlash from union officials and public figures alike. Maher hosts Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO, while Barrymore is behind the syndicated Drew Barrymore show. Maher, who announced his decision Wednesday, said in a post on Twitter that it's time to bring people back to work and that much of his staff is struggling mightily. But Maher also said that he will honor the spirit of the strike by not doing a monologue or his popular New Rules segment. In other words, elements of the show that require writers. Still, union leadership didn't take kindly to Maher and Barrymore's decision. The Writers Guild said Wednesday that Maher's plan to return was disappointing, and the union has already picketed tapings of Barrymore's show. Frank Lieberman, an entertainment executive, told MarketWatch that there's no question that some people in the industry are indeed hurting financially and need to find work. But he also thinks that the decisions by Maher and Barrymore go beyond that. It's all about greed, he said. Okay, so I have this story is worth mentioning, I thought, but I have no dog in this fight, of course. I don't care either way. If the Hollywood writers get everything they want in this dispute that's been going on for however many months now, if they get everything they want out of it, then fine. If they get nothing that they want out of it, that is also fine. Don't care either way. It's hard to assess who deserves what, because on the one hand, you've got the Hollywood studios, and they're the ones, they are who the strike is targeting. And the Hollywood studios, it's not like anyone has any sympathy for them. I mean, they're godless cesspools. On the other hand, Hollywood writers these days are awful, unoriginal, untalented. I mean, in many ways, they could not have timed this strike worse. There could not be worse timing, because most of them are so bad at their job. I mean, the writing in Hollywood is just terrible these days. So all you can really do in this match, I guess, is root for injuries, metaphorically. Metaphorically, I mean, this is a game where you're just rooting for injuries because you can't root for either side. That said, you do see the kind of inherent selfishness of these sorts of strikes and organized labor protests and why it's always absurd when you hear from these people that that they care about, you know, the working man, and this is all about justice and all the rest of it. No, it's not. The people, the writers picketing outside, they don't care about justice. They don't care about helping people who are hurting. They don't care about any of that. Because you've got thousands of other people who are not part of this strike and are not going to benefit from any of the concessions that you may extract. And all of them are out of work. I mean, Bill Maher's show, there's dozens of other people who are not writers who work on that show and rely on it for an income. Obviously. You know. And they're not making an income right now. And they don't benefit at all from any of this. And if the writers get whatever they're asking for, and I don't even know what they're asking for because I don't care, but if they get whatever they're asking for, these other people are not going to see any of those benefits. And so they want to get back to work so they can feed their families. And then the writers on strike have the audacity to be angry about it. They're saying, how dare you feed your own families? I'm trying to get a raise over here. That's what a strike is. Like, you want a raise. You want your own money. And so you're going to make everybody else suffer. Not the bosses. Like the Hollywood studio bosses, they don't care. They obviously don't care. That's why they're gonna let this strike continue. They got money to burn. You're not hurting them any. You're hurting everybody else who are not millionaires. And many of them make less money than you do as a writer on these shows. They have no concern about that at all. They don't care. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. Especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up, MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. MediShare works too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
I do want to mention this for Sports Illustrated, so I've had this for a couple of days. It says, the intrigue surrounding the Jets quarterback position following Aaron Rodgers' week one injury quickly picked up steam. Aaron Rodgers, of course, if you don't follow football, he left the Packers and went over to the Jets at the age of, I think he's 38 or 39 now. Went over to the Jets, and he's getting a lot of hype in the offseason. Aaron Rodgers is going to revitalize his career. Finally, the Jets are going to be relevant, you know, for the first time in 600 years. Maybe the Jets will have a chance at a Super Bowl. And then Aaron Rodgers runs out of the tunnel and for the first series on offense on Sunday. And within about 75 seconds, he's torn his Achilles. He's out for the season, which is, I mean, it's terrible. But in a very dark way, there's a certain humor to it because this is just the Jets. If you know anything about football, the Jets really are cursed. And it's exactly what we all kind of expect. It's shocking, but also exactly what you expect. And it's also why when they announced that Aaron Rodgers was going to the Jets, why would you do that? Of all the places you could go, when you're Aaron Rodgers, there has to be other options, including just going to the golf course and retiring. You can do that too. You're going to go to the Jets. That always ends in tragedy for everyone. Every person who's ever gone to the Jets, it ends in tragedy. Why would you do it? That's exactly what happened here. So anyway, He went down with the injury. He's gone for the season. And continuing with Sports Illustrated, while we know Zach Wilson is the team's starting quarterback and there won't be any form of competition, there's plenty of debate over the backup job. Things took an interesting twist on Tuesday when it was reported that former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick had entered his name into the conversation, according to NFL reporter Jordan Schultz, who said he spoke with Kaepernick directly. The 35-year-old's agent reached out to the Jets about an NFL return following the injury to Rodgers. Quote, Schultz said, I just spoke with Colin Kaepernick, who tells me his agent has reached out to the Jets about his desire to make an NFL return. Kaepernick remains on the West Coast working out. But 24 hours later, the Jets made it clear that they're not interested in Colin Kaepernick. Now, anytime you get a story like this about every single year, it's the same thing. It's been a tradition now going on 7 years that a starting quarterback goes down with an injury, and then there's all this speculation, oh, maybe they'll call up Colin Kaepernick. And the first thing you always have to point out is that Colin Kaepernick is the guy, infamously in his Netflix special, who said that NFL owners are like plantation owners, and being on an NFL squad, being a starting quarterback for an NFL team and making millions of dollars plus millions more with endorsement deals is like slavery. It's just like being a slave. It's just like being forced to pick cotton in the fields in the 1840s. Exactly the same, he said. And yet, somehow, this guy is eager to get back on the plantation. He wants to be owned again. He wants to be enslaved again. Very interesting thing. But I also love this tradition of the Colin Kaepernick speculation, because it always shows the people who know football and the people who don't. And so this time around, it was people like Jamil Hill. She's always in the mix. He was out there pushing for the Jets to pick up Colin Kaepernick. And putting everything else aside about Kaepernick, right? Like, if you have even basic football knowledge, you know that there's just zero. 35 years old, he hasn't played football in 7 years, and he was already past his prime when he left the NFL. He was on the bench. He got kicked out of his starting job for Blaine Gabbert before he left. And now he's been gone for 7 years making shoe commercials. And you think he can come back at 35 and succeed in the NFL, which just kind of shows us what your the extent of your football knowledge, I suppose. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
If you're young and healthy, term life insurance should be quick and painless. In fact, if you're 40 years old and in great health, $1 million of term insurance could cost less than $30 a month with no exam and could be issued the same day. But if you aren't a perfect specimen, that's where choosing the right insurance agent could save you thousands of dollars on your premium. If you are overweight or have health issues that come with getting older, you need to call Big Lou. Big Lou has the same issues as you and still knows how to get you quick and painless coverage if you have a few extra pounds, have diabetes, or stop breathing a few times per night. In fact, many 40-year-old clients can still get coverage without an exam and up to $1 million of coverage for less than $100 per month. Call Big Lou today to see how quick and painless life insurance can be at 800-353-9057. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-353-9057. That's 800-353-9057 or biglou.com.
Next up, a lesbian couple has claimed that they have to pay a gay tax to start families. What is a gay tax exactly? We'll talk about that next.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each. or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
And Lung Association.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Today for our daily cancellation, we turn to a publication that we haven't mentioned in a while, but has historically provided a lot of fodder for this segment, and that would be the gay news site Pink News, which makes its way back onto our radar today with a recent article titled "Same-sex couples feel like second-class citizens and face gay tax trying to start families." Now, this may be the first time you've ever heard of the gay tax, given that it doesn't exist, but let's read on to find out more about this fictional phenomenon. Quote, "For Whitney and Megan Bacon Evans, having a family was always in the cards, but the influencers, like other queer couples, say they never imagined the gay tax they'd face on their fertility journey." Now, just another side note here, and not to get too technical, but having a family is most certainly not ever in the cards for two women or two men. The word have in this context usually means create or make. It means that the two of you are together are making a family, creating children, becoming mothers. But that's not something that two women can ever actually do. One woman can create a baby with an anonymous man who loans his sperm for the purpose, and she would be the mother of the child. But the other woman is not anything at all in relation to the child. And this is actually not just a technicality, it's the whole point, but we'll get back to that in a minute. Reading on, quote, "The couple who have been together for almost 15 years knew within 6 months that they wanted to have children together one day, even picking out names for their future kids. Whitney tells Pink News that the couple was really in the dark because there were no examples of families that looked like theirs who access fertility treatment through the NHS. Then when they finally got an NHS consultation, they were given the wrong information. The couple, known collectively online as Wegan, were told that they needed to go through at least 6 cycles of intrauterine insemination, IUI, in the clinic before they're eligible for NHS in vitro fertilization, IVF. But they later found out that, in fact, it was actually 12 cycles, which costs upwards of $1,600, 600 euros, I suppose, for each cycle. They say, quote, they say 6 of which had to be at the clinic, but you can't do home insemination with sperm from a sperm bank, so 12 of which would have to be IUI in the clinic, Megan says. So you're looking at around 25,000 euros to 50,000, potentially depending on tests, the cost of sperm, which is expensive as well, let alone anything else that goes with it. Now, as you listen to this, you may still be waiting for the part where they explain how gay couples are specifically penalized or taxed. Well, you'll be waiting around forever because they never do get around to that because, again, it doesn't exist. Continuing, We were just really shocked because we're like, hang on a minute. There's clearly a big unfair financial burden that's been placed on same-sex female couples in this situation because the criteria for a cis heterosexual couple is 2 years of unprotected sex. So while we know that it takes its toll and it's not a fun process for anyone to go through trying to conceive, there's no evidence required and there's no financial cost. There's just a clear divide where there's a gay tax, if you will, being put on lesbian couples. Wendy says she felt like a second-class citizen, that the couples weren't worthy of having a family as a result of this unequal treatment. So in 2021, they launched a landmark judicial review into these hurdles, campaigning for fertility equality across the UK. While sharing their story and campaign online, Meghan and Whitney heard from other couples facing this challenging situation, with one saying they spent €100,000 but still didn't meet the criteria from the NHS. Now, the rest of this story is that after Meghan and Whitney went to the courts, they, of course, got what they wanted. An NHS group called the Frimley Integrated Care Board stepped up to, quote, volunteer to give same-sex couple, female couples the same access to fertility treatment as heterosexual couples, as The Guardian reported a few weeks ago. So they whined about it, and the people they were whining at caved immediately, as expected. And they're now free from the burden of the fictional gay tax. But what is the gay tax exactly? You know, it's hard to tell what they're even talking about in this article. I read, unfortunately, two other articles on the case, and they always leave it somewhat vague. But here's the crux of it. If you live over in the UK, the healthcare system there, the NHS, will help fund your fertility treatments if you're a couple having problems with your fertility. So the 2 years of unprotected sex line in the article refers to the requirement that a couple, a man and a woman, try to conceive naturally for 2 years. And if they can't, then the assumption is that they're suffering from infertility and the NHS will help them obtain treatment. The problem is that two women or two men cannot conceive naturally to begin with. They are, in principle, by their nature, unable to have kids. Whitney and Meghan and many other gay couples in the UK say that that means that they should automatically get free IVF. But the NHS, prior to folding like a lawn chair, had a different view. The funding for IVF was supposed to go to people who have fertility disorders of some kind. So if lesbian couples want that funding, they have to prove that one of them has a fertility disorder. Being lesbian is not a fertility disorder. If two women try to get together and get pregnant and they're unable to, that doesn't prove that they have a fertility disorder. It's like trying to toast a piece of bread with the toaster unplugged and then claiming that the machine is broken. So the old NHS rules were actually holding lesbian couples to the same standard. But the lesbian couples wanted a special new standard, and they got it. Or they're in the process of getting it as the wheels of bureaucracy turn slowly. So that's why this story is relevant. It's a perfect encapsulation of our culture, and especially of the LGBT movement. Same-sex couples claim that they want the same rights as everybody else, but really they want new rights. They want special rights. They want special privileges that nobody else gets. The NHS had offered fertility treatment funding for people with infertility problems, and those people had to prove that they were infertile. There was a process. And then the lesbian couples come along, and they declare they should get funding right away, automatically, even if they aren't infertile. They want a rule where straight couples have to be infertile to get funding, but they get funding whether they're infertile or not. So in the name of equal rights, they demand special rights. It's a tale as old as time, or at least as old as the LGBT movement itself. So to understand this dynamic, you have to understand its underpinnings. Traditionally, the Western world has viewed a human right as something fundamental to our human nature. By our nature, we have rights. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. So through the creator, by our nature, we have rights. This is what's always been meant by the doctrine of human rights. But the LGBT movement comes along and they reject this idea completely. They do not claim the rights that we possess by our nature as human beings. They claim rights over and above nature. They claim rights over nature itself. In fact, they say that our nature, rather than giving us rights, actually infringes on our rights. And so they demand rights that transcend nature itself. Nature, or really nature's creator, has decided that new human beings can only be conceived by one male and one female. By our nature, two women can never create a child, can never make a family, just as two men can never create a child, can never make a family. That's just how it is. This is the way it's been set up. Claiming to be persecuted by this fact is like claiming that you're persecuted because you can't fly or you can't breathe underwater. It might be nice to fly. It might be nice to breathe underwater. You might wish that you could. But the fact that you can't isn't any kind of infringement against you. It's simply reality. It is what it is. You might have the desire to sprout wings and fly, but you don't have the right to sprout wings and fly. But the LGBT movement says that it somehow has the unalienable and fundamental right to do things that are impossible. It has the right somehow to transcend nature itself. A man declares that he has the right to be a woman. Two women declare that they have the right to conceive children. But the man cannot be a woman, and the two women cannot conceive children, because it's impossible. It's just impossible. It's not how nature is set up, whether you like it or not. It just isn't so. So then they insist that if they can't do these things, society must step in. We in society must help them pretend that they can do what they really can't do. It's our responsibility to call the man a woman, even though he isn't. It's our responsibility to fund fertility treatments for the two women so that they can create a baby in a petri dish and pretend to be a family. Nature itself has deprived them of the ability to do what they feel they have the right to do, and so society must compensate. This is what the LGBT camp always means when it talks about rights. It is the fundamental arrogance and entitlement that underlies the entire movement. It's what our friends Whitney and Megan are really demanding. And it's also why they are today canceled. And that's all we have for today and this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you Monday. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis by the United Auto Workers is going into its second day as no movement by either side has been reported. Labor relations expert James Dworkin with Purdue University says auto workers feel now's the time to ask for higher wages.
In previous negotiations, the union gave up a lot, especially during COVID and before that during the session we had, and they haven't had much in the way of wage increases for a while.
UAW demanding a 36% wage increase for workers over 4 years. Right now, one plant from each of the automakers has been targeted, but UAW President Sean Fain says that number could grow if negotiations break down. Talks are set to resume later today. New England residents are watching the approach of Hurricane Lee. Massachusetts governor tells WCVB the state is not expecting a direct hit.
As we've seen in recent weeks, severe weather is not to be taken lightly. Flooding, wind damage, downed trees, tree limbs, all of these things create real hazards and problems for people. We've also seen power outages. So we are mobilizing and have mobilized.
Tropical force winds should be arriving about now along the coast. Authorities in Hawaii have adjusted the number of deaths from the deadly Maui wildfires down to at least 97 people. Previously, officials said they believed at least 115 had died in the fires, but further testing shows they had multiple DNA samples from some of those who had died. Newly released videos are showing what it was like to evacuate Lahaina during the wildfire. Witnesses say utility trucks were blocking roads and slowing down the evacuation process. One woman said trucks were trying to move down power lines and install new telephone poles during the evacuation orders. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt, I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself, because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Britain, France, and Germany have announced that they will keep their sanctions on Iran related to the Mideast country's atomic program and its development of ballistic missiles.
The measures were to expire in October under a timetable spelled out in the now-defunct nuclear deal between Tehran and world powers. The three European allies, known as E3, had helped negotiate the nuclear deal. The countries now say they'll retain their sanctions in a direct response to Iran's consistent and severe noncompliance with the accord.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Iran's violated the sanctions by developing and testing ballistic missiles and sending drones to Russia for its war on Ukraine. China is sanctioning U.S. defense companies Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin for providing weapons to Taiwan. The Chinese Foreign Ministry made that announcement Friday. Well, neither company sells to China, so the goal of the sanctions is unclear. Communist China views Democratic Taiwan as part of its territory. News and analysis at townhall.com. Scientists in Great Britain and Belgium think they figured out how brain cells die in Alzheimer's disease.
A study published in the journal Science has connected the abnormal proteins that build up in the brain with necroptosis. It's a process also known as cellular suicide. Normally, it's a way for the body to purge unwanted cells, but is now being triggered during Alzheimer's disease. The team have identified a crucial molecule that's involved, and by blocking it in laboratory experiments, have been able to prevent brain cells dying.
European regulators are slapping TikTok with a $368 million fine for failing to protect kids' privacy. It's the first time the video-sharing app's been punished for breaching Europe's strict data privacy rules. Wall Street closing lower to cap a volatile week. Stocks fell as investors weighed a mixed batch of economic reports ahead of next week's Fed policy decision on interest rates. More at townhall.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Good day, everyone. We're coming on the air with breaking news. President Biden's son, Hunter, has been indicted on federal gun charges. It marks the first time a sitting president's son has been indicted on federal gun charges.
Well, gee, who would have guessed that? The first time a president's son has been indicted on federal. Had to narrow it down to federal gun charges. A fairly narrow lane that Hunter Biden now occupies. The news media is feeling very sad. Compassion is is the word of the day in the news media. It's not like his name is Trump or something. And besides, he's struggling with drugs and with paying his Russian hookers and deducting them on his taxes. It's very emotional for me as well. Well, happy Friday and welcome. Welcome back to our humble yet lovable radio broadcast. We, gosh, there's a lot going on in the Biden household and everywhere else too. We've got the big United Auto Workers strike, which commenced at midnight, at the stroke of midnight. As the media is saying, 11:59. Nothing starts at 11:59. It was midnight. Don't be silly. So the United Auto Workers, who of course backed Joe Biden, supported Joe Biden, raised money for Joe Biden, and now Joe Biden is promising them money to backstop all of the suppliers in the auto industry because quid pro quo, you know how that works, just like in Ukraine, at least at this time it may be at home. And I'll get into that, the United Auto Workers striking all three major automakers. You know, Chrysler is no longer Chrysler. Chrysler Plymouth is now Stellantis. Did you know that? Stellantis. Now it's still, that's not even a word recognizable in Western civilization. But Ford, GM, and Stellantis, formerly Chrysler Plymouth, they Dodge Chrysler Plymouth, and they're in three states, Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri. And the union president, who I'm not sure, he might be a gangster, but I'm not 100% sure yet. I'm going to have to watch him. But he says these are their first targets. Those are his words. They just came in and said, well, we want a 46% raise. Want a 46% raise over the course of the next 4 years. And pensions for everybody. Pensions for everybody, the floor sweepers and everybody. And of course, a four-day work week, but still paid for 5 days. We should go on strike for that here, don't you think, in the radio business? A four-day work week, but we still get paid for 5 days. And a 46% increase. Apparently, they've been brushed back on the 46% increase, but I'll get into that as we go forward. And it's fascinating, actually, what's going on here. It may cost billions of dollars, billions and billions of dollars. There is a hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean. It's headed north. It might brush against Maine, and Cape Cod might get more great white sharks or something. We'll have to see about that. A big toxic acid train explosion in North Platte, Nebraska, in a huge rail yard, and that's a big deal. We've got that going on. We now have, we're up to 160 people captured at our southern border so far this year who are on the terror watch list. 160 who are at least who are on the terror watch list nabbed at our southern border so far this year. President Trump's last year in office, 2020, we captured three people on our southern border who are on the terror watch list. So far this year, 160 plus people captured at our southern border who are on the terror watch list. What, me worry? You know, there's nothing to see here. And the news media doesn't cover it, so we've got that going for us. Pretty amazing stuff. And it is, it's been a bad week for Joe Biden. Although he is going to use taxpayer dollars to backstop the UAW because the UAW, the United Auto Workers, backed him. And so quid pro quo being what quid pro quo is, of course, he's going to back them with our tax dollars because that's what corruption is all about. And that's coming up. Also, this week, and that's probably not the best thing for Joe Biden and the Biden White House, but Bidenomics, and you see, now they're attacking, what are they calling it? Maganomics. Yeah, you don't want to go back to $1.86 gasoline and, 3% interest rates. We would never want to go back to the lowest unemployment rates for African Americans and Hispanics and women in the history of the country. You know, that, Trumpnomics. We wouldn't want that. No. So they're calling it Maganomics. Radical extreme Republican Maganomics. And then they looted the Walmart, which was kind of interesting, I thought, and burned some police cars because that's what they do. Amazing stuff. And then, of course, yesterday, the Hunter Biden indictment, as Lester Holt was expressing his concern about the first time ever a president's son has been indicted, not just indicted, but on federal, you got to be federal, gun charges. Apparently other president's sons have been indicted on state gun charges, but never federal gun charges, since we're parsing Lester Holt's sentence there. Kind of amusing. Yeah, the Hunter Biden indictment, the impeachment inquiry begun, and the United Auto Workers strike. Not a great week at the White House, I'm thinking. But don't worry about it. The media's got his back, and they'll just use our money to bail out their friends, and everything will be okay because, you know, Democrats. It's pretty amazing. So we've got that. We've got a lot more for you as well because Joe Biden was out, and he said crazy stuff. He spoke. Therefore, he said crazy stuff. It's like, I think, therefore I am. Joe Biden spoke, therefore. Oh, and also more funny stuff on CNN about Kamala Harris and Democrat Congressman Jamie Raskin saying that maybe Jake Tapper would make a better vice president than Kamala Harris. I don't think it's what he meant to say. And it's okay. He's a Democrat. He can take it back later. Not a thing. But Joe Biden did speak, and he said crazy, unhinged things again. We played audio just yesterday, I believe, from the White House briefing day before yesterday, where an actual reporter from the Washington Times asked about all the things that Joe Biden has made up lately, these crazy, insane claims that are completely false, and there's a long list of them just recently. And then yesterday he came out, and he made the false claim in front of God and everyone and on camera. And he said that he taught at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school, and then he taught political theory. He said for 4 years, right? He said for 4 years that he taught political theory at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school. But that's not true. He did not teach at the University of Pennsylvania a single semester. He didn't teach political theory at the University of Pennsylvania. It is the man, his brain, she's a broke, she's a no good. You may remember recently he said that he was raised in the Puerto Rican community, the big, huge Puerto Rican community. He said he was raised in the Puerto Rican community in Delaware, famous for their Puerto Rican community. None of that is true. I just made all, but, I mean, he did say that he was raised in the Puerto Rican community. And then yesterday he told a group of rabbis that he was raised in the synagogues of Delaware. He was raised in the synagogues of Delaware, pandering to the Jewish vote and Jewish donors. He was raised in the Puerto Rican community in Delaware, which doesn't exist. Yesterday he said that he taught political theory at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school. You know who went to the University of Pennsylvania, to the Wharton School? Well, President Trump did, for one thing, and he's been quite successful. And also Alyssa Heinerscheid, who then went to Anheuser-Busch and decided it'd be a good idea to have transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney be their front man for Bud Light. And she made $27 billion disappear. They should ask for their diploma back. Could you, I don't know if it's in a frame or just rolled up in a tube in your closet, could you send it back? Because we don't want you hanging that anywhere. But, yeah, Joe Biden just making stuff up about being a professor of political theory at Ivy League, University of Pennsylvania, not true. Claims to a group of rabbis he was raised in the synagogues in my state, he said. The guy is completely out of his mind.
What is going on with the president? Is he just believing things that didn't happen did happen, or is he just randomly making stuff up?
That's really the question. That sums it up pretty well, because... Well, we'll have to go down the list of things that he's made up just recently that are, and things that have been fact checked again and again and proven false. Even the Washington Post giving him four Pinocchios and a bottomless Pinocchio. I think it might have given him a couple of, they had to invent the bottomless Pinocchio. And you know, they hated to do that for Joe Biden, but it's like, you know, four Pinocchios, not enough for this guy this time. Pretty amazing. Half of the, with the indictment of Hunter Biden yesterday, 50% of Americans have little or no confidence in the Department of Justice's handling of the Hunter Biden probe. Is it an ever-expanding probe? Only half of us, a poll, have any confidence in the Department of Justice to not be corrupt like in a third world country, because the Democrat Party is the left, and the left is here, and they're in charge of the bureaucracy and all kinds of crazy stuff. And then the poll, there's a fun poll out, Fox News poll, about, they ask a question about Joe Biden's mental soundness, and they also asked about President Trump's mental soundness, and I have those numbers for you, and there are a lot of interesting numbers to come out of this brand new Fox News poll that I want to share with you as well. I was listening to the news this morning on the radio on WMAL in Washington when I was driving into the radio station, and I learned about a Pentagon police officer who has now pleaded guilty in the shooting deaths of two people. He shot and killed two people who were in a car and pulling away from him when he opened fire. An off-duty Pentagon police officer pleads guilty to second-degree murder in Tacoma Park shooting, shot and killed two people, and was sentenced to 30 years or 33 years in prison. Since President Trump was asked yesterday on NBC News by NBC News, Kristen Welker, because she's the new host of Meet the Press, because Chunk is no longer there. He's just going to go back to the party, I guess, you know, the Democrat Party. But President Trump was asked about, well, Hunter Biden was indicted. Do you still think there's a two-tiered system of justice, huh? See? See, this isn't, there's no, like you said, two-tiered system of justice. Hunter Biden was just indicted on gun charges. And just the lies that Kristen Welker and NBC fake news tell, the endless lies. But I was thinking about, Hunter Biden was indicted at long last on one of like 12 or 18 things he should have been indicted on years ago, literally, by the U.S. Attorney in Delaware, by the Justice Department, should have been arrested by the FBI instead of being protected by the Secret Service with the gun thing and all that. But pay no attention to that. So, yeah, we'll get to President Trump and the two-tiered system of justice and the ridiculous question asked by the ridiculous fake reporter who's now the new ridiculous fake anchor of Meet the Press. What a disgrace our news media is across the board. But this off-duty police officer pleads guilty to second-degree murder. He's looking at 30 to 33 years in prison for shooting and killing two people who were pulling away from him in a car. They weren't shooting at him or anything. They were just pulling away. He thought they were breaking into cars, so he shot and he killed them. And it's a sad story and a terrible story. But it did remind me that the Biden Justice Department was demanding 33 years in prison for Enrique Tarrio for seditious conspiracy because of January 6th. But he was in Baltimore on January 6th. First, he was arrested for pulling down a Black Lives Matter banner in front of a church. He's black, by the way. And that was, you know, that was a big charge. Of course, there were Democrats burning the American flag at a concert in Chicago the other day, and that's no big deal. But you pull down a Black Lives Matter banner, you're looking at years in prison. Enrique Tarrio was sentenced to 22 years in prison. They were hoping to give him 33 years, which is what they demanded for this man who shot and killed two unarmed people. 33 years. They wanted to give Enrique Tarrio 33 years for being in a hotel room in Baltimore while other people walked through the Capitol. And some assaulted police. And if you assaulted police, you should be held accountable. Enrique Tarrio didn't shoot and kill anybody. He didn't assault any police officers. But seditious conspiracy. My favorite seditious conspiracy was the one staged by our intelligence community, including former CIA directors Mike Morrell and John Penitentiary Face Brennan. They engaged in a seditious conspiracy to corrupt the outcome of the 2020 election, and they were successful, 51 intelligence officers. Now, Enrique Tarrio got 22 years in prison for being in a hotel room in Baltimore while there was a riot at the Capitol. They wanted to give him 33 years, like the guy that shot and killed two people. All right? Yes, we have a two-tiered system of justice. You bet your bottom dollar we do. Denver homeless camp with a pop-up bar and rentable prostitution tents because Democrats, and a young woman who Democrats tried to turn into a man when she was 16, is now suing the doctors and the hospitals that inflicted a double mastectomy on her. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Fellow Americans, your privacy could be at stake and your bank accounts may not be safe. Biden's digital dollar could give the government the ability to track your purchases. Some suggest it's total control thereafter. But there is a way out, and thousands of people just like you have made the decision to opt out. My friends at American Alternative Assets will teach you how to diversify your risk from a failing dollar and market with gold and silver IRAs. So please call 888, the number 4-GOLD-20. That's right. Call now to 888-446-5320 to get your free guide and to answer any questions you may have about protecting your retirement savings. Say no to the Biden government's new digital dollar. Call 888, the number 4-GOLD-20. That's right. Call now, 888-446-5320. Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Seek your own legal, tax, investment, and financial advice before opening an account.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. For a limited time only, get our special offer at NordVPN.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location. It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure. Your connection protected. Be more cyber zen. Take advantage of our special offer now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
That coffee cup you're holding, the radio dial you're turning, the sweater on your back. You may not realize it, but all these things that you use each and every day arrive to you or your local store by a professional truck driver. This week we are showing our gratitude to the truck drivers that deliver in the rain, sun, sleet, or snow to ensure your deliveries are made, whether it's to the doorstep or store shelf. It's National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, so say thanks when you see a truck driver. This ad is sponsored by Trucking Moves America Forward at TruckingMovesAmerica.com.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815. That's 800-781-1815. Again, 800-781-1815.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Ah, yes. What do you think they're having for breakfast at the White House today? I assume the whole family's together. A Hunter Biden indictment. He sleeps there a lot, you know. Occasionally finds cocaine on the floor. Just a coincidence. All right, let's go to the telephones, Michael. We are at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Heck, calling from Bethesda, Maryland. Heck, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, happy Friday. I wanted to discuss Hunter's situation. When he goes to court, will the judge be considering his long and distinguished military service when they hand down the sentence? And by long and distinguished, I mean all 5 hours.
I would certainly think so. I believe that his father has him in line for the Medal of Honor.
I was wondering, because you always like hear about people getting called back to active duty when they have specialized experience. So how come he was never brought back for, you know, with this Ukraine situation?
That's a very good thought. It's true. Hunter Biden was for a period of time in the U.S. Naval Reserve, and he was assigned as a public affairs officer in Norfolk. And in February of 2014,
he really Norfolked that up, didn't he?
He did. Don't drink, don't smoke. He was administratively discharged from the United States Navy in February of 2014 for cocaine abuse. Cocaine, that was, I think, the highlight of his military career was being administratively discharged.
That he's the only person in the military that's had their hail and farewell in the same week?
Had their hail and farewell in the same week, I elicited.
There you go. It's unprecedented. Now we have a precedent.
Hack, you're a military veteran. Are you a Navy veteran?
No, I'm a Marine Corps veteran.
A Marine Corps veteran. God bless you, Hack. I'm saluting you. So, and a
All right,
smart...
I'll let you cut to the commercial here. I can hear the music coming on.
I can hear the music. Thanks, Hack.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Led Zeppelin. Every now and then you just have to listen to a little Led Zeppelin, don't you? I think so. We have audio for you. A lot of it is media, and you know, Democrat parties. So you get elected Democrats in Congress and things. That we have the pirate, I think, and talking to Jake Tapper, and it's kind of funny. Jamie Raskin tells Jake Tapper he might be a better vice president than Kamala Harris, which is racist, I've got to say, and somebody should call him on it. So I will, you know, because I know they're not going to. When I say they, I'm talking about them, also known as those people, and I think you know who I'm talking about. I know you do. So we got that. Now, we do have the big United Auto Workers strike. They call them the workers because, you know, they're united in their auto and their workers. And I try to avoid using the word workers because it sounds very Soviet, doesn't it? The Democrats like the Soviet lexicon. They've adopted so much of the Soviet lexicon. But I do want to get into the United Auto Workers and, of course, to Hunter Biden's indictments yesterday, because they are noteworthy. As NBC News and Lester Holt pointed out, it's the first time that a president's son has been indicted on federal gun charges, which is a very, very narrow lane, and I want to get into that. But let me share with you a couple of poll numbers, because I think these are pretty interesting poll numbers, I must say. Fox News has a new poll out, and the Democrats are in kind of a, you know, they're in a gender panic, right? And they're in a cultural panic because they despise our culture and want to destroy it. And that's why they're doing all the things that they're doing now that they have secured power. They need to destroy the United States as a first step toward destroying the world and enslaving it under communism. You know, the goal of socialism is communism. The goal of socialism is communism. You know who said that, Michael? Vladimir Lenin. Vladimir Lenin said that. You think he knew anything about it? Yeah, probably. Probably. But let me get back to the Fox News poll. The Fox News poll asked a cadre of people, choice for president if voting now. Choice for president if voting now. And they give you a choice of Democrat Joe Biden or a list of Republican candidates. And here's the funny thing, and this has got to have them in a flop sweat. I think James Carville said that his wife has already had to put plastic sheets on the bed because he's already bedwetting based on the numbers they're seeing coming out of the Biden White House. And it's the economy, stupid, you know, was James Carville's line all those years ago. And now they're looking at the landscape here and at the horizon, and they're in a panic. They might have to become transgender. They're so freaked out. But the Fox News poll gives you a choice of Donald Trump, or Joe Biden for president. And this is just a national poll. If you're voting now, who would you vote for? And in the poll, 46% of people said they would vote for Democrat Joe Biden. 48% said they would vote for Republican candidate Donald Trump. So that is that's got them in a panic because they want power so they can destroy the world and enslave everyone under the hobnailed boot of the authoritarian state and dictate to everyone what they must do day in and day out. Liberals don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory, as everybody knows. So the poll doesn't end there. The poll finds that President Trump would beat Joe Biden 48 to 46 points. That makes them very, very uncomfortable. Their panties get all in a wedge, and they're you know, picking at it and things. So they don't like it. But it gets worse, because if the Republican candidate were Vivek Ramaswamy, then Joe Biden would lose to Vivek Ramaswamy 44% to 45%. Vivek Ramaswamy with 45%. If Nikki Haley were the Republican candidate, then Nikki Haley would beat Joe Biden 45% to 43%. So, I mean, they're close. And then the media kicks in and starts playing their role and late night TV and all that. All the propaganda apparatus. What with the merger of state and corporate power, the information oligarchs and the Democrat Party, and the merger of, and you know, Facebook, and that's why they're very angry they don't have Twitter anymore. Very, very angry as Marvin the Martian, but very angry. Now, if Mike Pence were running, Mike Pence would beat Joe Biden 44% to 43%. Granted, these are all within 1 or 2 percentage points, but according to the poll, Donald Trump would beat Joe Biden. Vivek Ramaswamy would beat Joe Biden. Nikki Haley would beat Joe Biden. Mike Pence would beat Joe Biden. And ironically and absurdly, Joe Biden would beat Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, and Chris Christie. Now, Joe Biden would beat Tim Scott because the Democrats are so racist. They are the party of racists and racism and the Confederacy and the Klan and Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors and the soft bigotry of low expectations. But the poll shows Joe Biden would beat Tim Scott 44 to 43%, one percentage point. Shows that he would beat Ron DeSantis by more than anyone else, 44% for Ron DeSantis and 47% for Joe Biden. That's the biggest margin. Now, they've been great at demonizing Ron DeSantis. They've been doing it for about 3-4 years now. I've been pointing this out all along the way. The news media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, identified Ron DeSantis, successful governor of Florida, as a threat to the Democrat Party's presidential aspirations. And so the news media loosed the dogs on Ron DeSantis several years ago. And, you know, and it's paying dividends because he's not doing well in the polls. So there it is. According to the Fox News poll, Joe Biden would be defeated in a presidential matchup if it were held right now. Joe Biden would be defeated by Donald Trump, defeated by Vivek Ramaswamy, defeated by Nikki Haley, defeated by Mike Pence. But if it were Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, or Chris Christie, then Joe Biden would win, according to the poll. And that has them in an absolute panic. There are more poll numbers from the Fox News poll. Difference in choice for president between now and before the 2020 election. Now, with suburban women since just before the 2020 election versus now. Suburban women, Joe Biden has lost 12 points with suburban women. And Donald Trump has gained 13 points in the same amount of time with suburban women. With women overall, that includes urban women and rural women, in addition to suburban women, Joe Biden has lost 11 points and Donald Trump has gained 10 points since just before the 2020 election. With black voters, Joe Biden has lost 10 points with black voters and President Trump has gained 7 points with black voters. Young voters under the age of 45, Joe Biden has lost 7 percentage points and Donald Trump has gained 6 percentage points. With Hispanic voters, you know that everything with the Democrats is race, being the party of the bullwhip and the plantation. Hispanic voters, Joe Biden has lost 5% and Donald Trump has gained 7%. In all of these categories, Donald Trump has gained significantly, and in all of these categories, Joe Biden has lost considerably. Suburban women, black voters, Hispanic voters, voters under 45, all running from Joe Biden and the Democrats, and the beneficiary here, Donald Trump. Those are big poll numbers, big. Now, there is another crazy one, and this is, has mental soundness to serve? This is a question asked Joe Biden, and they asked about Donald Trump as well. Does this person possess the mental soundness, the mental acuity, the intellectual capacity to serve as president? And 61% of Joe Biden said no. Asked, this is big, asked if the person has the mental soundness to serve as president, 61% of us said Joe Biden does not. Only 36% of voters said that Joe Biden has the mental soundness to serve as president. Just over a third, and closer to two-thirds of us say Joe Biden does not possess the mental soundness to serve as president. Now, the Democrats are in a panic. They are freaking out because they're polling this too, and they're coming up with essentially the same numbers, roughly the same numbers, and they are in an absolute panic. Women are running from Biden, suburban women, all women, Hispanics, blacks, young voters running from Joe Biden and gravitating to President Donald Trump. Does Joe Biden possess the mental soundness? 61% of us say no. Only 36% of us say yes. It is time for Joe Biden to go. And this is what they're saying in the Democrat Party circles. I played the Mo Yarbrough joke, Scarborough, yesterday, saying every single Democrat he talks to, elected Democrat, says when they're not on camera, because they all lie all the time. If they're talking, they're lying. And but when they're not on camera, they might tell the truth. And Mo Yarborough says that every single Democrat says he's too old to serve. And it's not even that. There are plenty of people Joe Biden's age who are just great. Joe Biden's not one of them. And that's the problem that they have. They ask the same question of President Trump. Does President Trump have the mental soundness to serve? And 46% said yes, 52% said no. Those are not great numbers either, but Joe Biden has only 36% support versus Trump's 46 when it comes to mental soundness. And again, 61% of us say Joe Biden doesn't have the brains, the mental, intellectual capacity to serve. And you've got women, black voters, Hispanic voters, and young voters fleeing Joe Biden. These are supposed to be their core constituencies, and the Democrat parties are, the Democrat Party, all of them, I think, are buying plastic sheets, because James Carville said it's bedwetting time. Bedwetting time. And those are really, really bad numbers for the Democrats. They are in a panic.
Everybody we talk to, every political discussion, when it comes to Joe Biden, people say, man, he's too old to run, isn't he? When I say every discussion, I don't mean 99% of the discussion. Every discussion.
Every discussion. Boy, oh boy. That is, and I'm going to get into President Trump being asked, and because the fake journalist, Kristen Welker, for NBC Fake News, doing Fake the Press. We should change the name of Meet the Press. I've long called it Face the Meet, or they run together, Meet the Press and Face the Nation. They're both the same show on different networks. They're Democrat Party PR pitches, and they have been for a long, long time. Appalling, but this Kristen Welker person, I'll get to the audio because it goes with some other things. Two-tier justice system? She asked him. Because she thinks that fact that Hunter Biden at long last has been indicted on several charges means that you can no longer say there's a two-tiered justice system, because she's, what's the word, Michael? An idiot and a dimwit, a numbskull. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Victor calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. Victor, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, Victor.
I got some sad news. My best girl passed away a week ago from heart failure. She listened to your show a lot. She took me to the Freedom Forums each year where I met you last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she really enjoyed your show. She even called me from work one time and said, "You got to listen to Chris Plant now. He's asking, should the blind be allowed to have guns?" I never got through.
Victor is blind. Victor is blind. And we've met at the Free Speech Forum. Victor comes out, and I'm sorry to hear the very, very sad news, Victor. And
yeah,
I remember your best girl taking you to the Free Speech Forum.
Yes, her first name is Amy, and also Hunter Biden. I'll bet you that Joe Biden will pardon him for everything he's done in the past and everything he'll do in the future.
Well, that's what would be done in the third world, right, Victor?
Yes, exactly.
And you've been paying attention for a long time, I know, and yeah, I think your prediction is probably a safe one. Cringe on Pierre was asked recently at a White House briefing whether Joe Biden would consider pardoning his son, and she lied that he would not. But we know that doesn't matter, don't we? Whatever she said, that doesn't have to be followed up on. She can just say, well, you know, the president changed his mind. Listen, Victor, thank you for calling in. I'm very sorry to hear about Amy. Very sad. I'm signing the cross, And God bless Amy, and for being so wonderful with you. I have no doubt that she was a very special and spectacular person. Thank you, Victor.
Oh, she was. She really was.
Thank you, Victor. Thank you, my friend. God bless.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
I'm Georgios. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started to thin. I took a pharmaceutical drug, but I suffered from sexual dysfunction. Having to choose between my hair and my health was not really a great choice. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand. Keep growing at Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities families of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
And since Victor called in, and Victor is a longtime friend of the show, calling in probably since I just had a Sunday afternoon show, certainly a nighttime show, my 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. show. They were all fun, you know, they're all fun, but Victor and I was thinking about it, Michael and I were talking about it, and I think blind people should be allowed to own firearms since Victor brought it up. You know, particularly vulnerable in your home, you know, a 38 special might be just the thing, a snub-nosed revolver, should certainly be able to defend yourself. I think maybe it should come with special training. I think that'd be a good idea because, you know, you don't want to get in trouble for accidentally shooting somebody or something like that. Now, this is, who sent this? Somebody on the Twitter, on X, an X post? Sent to us, because it's a perfectly good thought. The charge, who sent it?
Tom.
Tom on X sent us and this is a very astute observation by Tom, and I thank you, because as soon as Michael Piercy read it out loud to me, I said, you know what? Tom is right. It's exactly right. Hunter Biden's gun charges involve a .38 caliber revolver, a .38 special. I heard somebody on television news yesterday say it was a .38 SPL. SPL. That's a .38 special, all right? And I sort of laughed about that. So, yeah, another reporter doesn't know anything about firearms at all. So it's a .38 special, which is a revolver, classic American revolver. And Tom said, you know, there are photos of Hunter Biden on the laptop from hell that we've seen online of him holding a semi-automatic pistol, which is not a revolver. That would be a different pistol. And I haven't looked up the photos, but I think it's like a 1911-style 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol. That's in my mind's eye. That's what I see from the photos. So where did that pistol come from? There are still more unanswered.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.